Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee. I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark, and it's my bachelor party.
Hey-o. And then there's music, and it's like dun 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 dun.
Also, we just immediately went straight into this. No warning.
That's what he does.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're here, joined today by Justin and John.
Hey,
Justin and John.
Justin,
not one person. Justin John.
Justin John.
And them together with Mark make up my personal groom squad.
Your own personal hashtag
groom squad.
Yeah. Thanks for coming and at least, you know, having the second half of the bachelor party here recorded. It's very late at night right now.
Oh man,
we've been to all of the strip clubs. We've done all of the drugs.
So tired.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you blew out a drug?
I blew out my septum.
Rest in peace, Artie Lang's nose.
Yeah,
That thing's
one
flat.
Nostril. Flat.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't Google that.
Please don't.
It's horrifying.
It's totally not 9:23 in the morning on a Saturday right now.
No,
that's not when we're doing my bachelor party. But thank you for joining me for this bachelor party episode of the No No. It's great to have all you guys in one room, friends from throughout my life. Justin, you are not only a proverbial light keeper on the podcast here.
It's really my wife, but thank you.
Yeah, in your name for some reason. Usually it's the opposite. Like the man, like, you know, I don't want to be sexist or anything, but the business is in the woman's name in case something happens to the man, you know, etc. But here, you are the proverbial lightkeeper. She's backing you up.
She's giving me the money. I'm just taking all the credit.
Nice. Well, thank you for your support.
And you get the glory.
You're also sometimes a creative collaborator of mine. We've worked on a few comic illustration projects together.
We have.
I contributed a little bit to your graphic novel series, Very Near Mint.
You did.
Which is fucking hilarious. If you have any interest in comic books or like funny animated series, if you're a fan of, it gets compared, I know, a lot to the Clerks animated cartoon.
Sure.
In its sense of humor. Justin is just a fantastic artist, too, so there's plenty to look at, visual gags, and yeah, even a little bit of comic book work from yours truly in that.
Yeah.
So check out, do you have any of that for sale right now, or is it out of print?
Out of print.
Oh, really?
No, yes, it's currently not. Now I'm going to have to rush home and order some.
In anticipation
of our millions of listeners. No-no bump, they call it.
Right, exactly.
I'm getting the no-no bump.
It's like getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And your wife, Erin, is a quizmaster as well.
My wife, Erin Sullivan, is a quizmaster at Disney. Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes.
You know, I remember it just seems like last night that you were saying that women can't be quizmasters.
No, no, no. Oh. That's not what I meant by that statement.
Open up Pandora's box.
No.
What I meant was, is quizmaster the appropriate term?
Right.
Is it a gender-neutral term now? And
absolutely.
Yes. If you have any say in this, if you're listening right now.
She's not
going
to say it's quiz mistress.
She's not a quiz mistress because that sounds...
It has a sultry connotation.
Well,
it does.
Yeah.
If anyone could pull it off, it would be my wife. But I think she would just prefer to be called quiz master.
Yeah, so she's a quiz master others, but maybe perhaps a quiz mistress to you.
I believe my mom is listening to this podcast.
Okay, well, we'll move on then. What are some of your favorite trivia topics, would you say?
1994 X-Men questions.
Okay.
Very particular.
I don't know if I have any of those.
1995 Billy Corgan questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you you play a lot of trivia yourself?
Yeah, we used to play when we lived in Celebration. There was a trivia game at the local wine shop that we'd go to, and we'd go with our friends, and we'd win quite often. Now it's just kind of with our schedules and stuff, but we do when we get a chance to. We do. We rule the Disney trivia at our local brewery.
Do you have a regular team name, or do you come up with a new name each time?
It's a trap.
Okay, that's the regular team name.
That's the regular team name.
Nice. Do you have a threshold of original members before you use that team name? Like, I know sometimes you won't go wet, you know, Mark, if there's...
Whenever we don't have the quad of us.
Right.
We usually will just make, like, a play on the wet boys.
Right.
But... Now, all of the friends that are in the trivia group, I think we all use the name wherever we're playing trivia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, there's a core membership, but... You can be on It's a Trap, you know, in another context, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Justin, thanks for joining us on the No-No podcast.
Thanks, guys, for having me here.
John.
Hello.
You're one of my oldest and dearest friends.
Yes.
I think you are my oldest friend that I still, like, keep in regular contact with.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How long have we known each other?
Sixth grade. So when was that? It's probably been, like, 22 years.
97?
Yeah, 22 years.
Jeez Louise.
That's too long. It's time. This should be
the
last
day. Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Peace out, man. No. Yeah, you're also a cartoonist. You have a comic book that you work on, Detail Nowhere.
Detail Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell me about that?
So I do all the
I'm gonna act like I haven't read it.
Yeah. I do all the hard work, and then my buddy Joe writes it. And the third issue came out 2 months ago.
Oh, cool. What's it about?
So it's like a science fiction. I always, whenever I try to sell it to people, I always say,
"Sell it, baby. Sell it now."
Futurama meets Green Lantern. So it's like a buddy cop space adventure.
Is your book in print?
It is.
Mm, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you say I do all the artwork?
Yeah.
Because at first it sounded like you said I do all the hard work.
No, well, I did say hard work.
Oh, to be fair, the artwork is the hard work.
Yeah. That's a saying if I ever heard one.
I literally do everything except for the script. And even then I punch it up every now and then. Joe, I hope you're not listening to this.
Don't worry, I don't think he is. I do I do watch his podcast, though, Drunk Nerd, Sober Nerd.
Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel that's pretty entertaining. They review a movie while doing an activity, which I think is very
arts and
cute.
Crafts.
Yeah, like let's brush off dinosaur fossils. Yeah. I think is one episode.
And like they built like a volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Well, John, thanks for joining us. What are a few of your favorite trivia topics before we jump in?
So in Orlando, I was number one perfect score of the Office trivia. The first round at Player One, which is a video game bar up there.
Yeah, we went there together. Me and you and Justin went that one time.
Justin got
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen you like that, man. Well, that was a crazy night.
I would not recommend drinking like 7 Dogfish 120s and then playing Guitar Hero.
Oh, man. We got turned down. Do you remember that?
No.
I was pretty drunk. Yeah, you don't remember. You don't remember. I think we were doing The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson. And I can't remember who, either you or me were singing, but
yes.
John, one of us was just giving it our all.
Yeah.
And they came and turned us down.
Yeah.
The bar. They were like, just because it's on there.
That's right. They did. I forgot that. And now they installed a little like dome.
Oh, to catch the noise.
You have to stand underneath it to hear it and everything. Oh. But it's just
like a little sound dome.
Yeah.
John, do you know the date of the first episode of The Office?
It was 2005. I don't know the exact date. I'm gonna say March 12th.
You're very close. March 24th.
That's pretty good.
Yes, yeah.
One digit off.
Out of all the months and all the days.
Oh man, his dark place. What is that like?
Yeah.
His mind palace.
Because he didn't even. That was. He was just like. March 12th.
It's like a flutter if you doubled the wrist.
You would have had the date, but
yeah,
okay.
Crazy.
I remember that night of Player One. I came outside and you were sitting on the curb.
Oh, yeah.
With your head between your knees.
Oh yeah,
like Alan Grant when he first saw the Brachiosaurus in Jurassic Park.
I've drank the 7 Dogfish heads, and I saw splendor.
I'll show you.
Yeah. That wasn't fun.
I'll show you.
Well, maybe in some of the breaks we'll make some tiki drinks because it is not 9:31 in the morning on a Saturday now.
No, not at all.
Deep into our bachelor party. Once again, thanks for joining us, guys. Let's do a quick weekly wrap up about our trivia, Mark, and
Absolutely.
Then we'll get into some questions.
You guys sit tight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Overall, this week we saw a small spike in difficulty ratings by teams at all of our venues. On a scale of 1 to 5, we usually have 1 being too easy, 5 being too hard, 3 being just right. 3.7 was the score this week. Our average is 3.5, so it was a little more difficult than usual. But you guys didn't have any trouble at the Palace on Monday night, Mark.
Mm-mm.
The Wet Duo. So you kind of used the name, but indicating it's only 2 of us. The Wet Duo. Mark and Jamie, but you became a trio when Seth joined. And I think that was too much for our regular players there. Mark, Jamie, and Seth teaming up, won the evening, and almost had a shutout victory that night, but they were hindered by the periodic table dancers who took the second round. Wet Duo earning 108 points overall.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. 108 points. Very good.
Yeah, and if we had Fletcher, it was another one of those, if we had Fletcher there, we would have... probably eclipsed.
Bring him out.
Yeah, we keep
let him out of his cage.
Monday nights used to be the night, but now he and Kristen, I guess.
What, they go get hibachi or something?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Sushi.
I hope it's something nice.
Volcano onion.
Tuesday, September 24th at Gather. Round one ended with a six-way
tie.
Six-way tie we had at the end of round one at Gather. on Tuesday night. It was settled by a bonus point tiebreaker. The Tarpon Fat Cats getting all 10 of those right, I believe, winning the first and second round. The Moist Witch Project, though, winning the overall game with 95 points, joined by Ryan and Naomi from the Palace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very, very good. And then on Thursday, September 26th, at number 3, Funoku started strong with a first-round victory, but were unseated by As You Wish, who steamrolled the rest of the game, ending with just 63 points. Mark, how did your teams do at Nice Guys Trivia this week?
Lee, they did pretty well. We had the winning team, Sperms of Endearment, with 51 points. They got the last question right, but they only wagered 1 point. I'll be asking that question today.
Sperms of Endearment, that's a deep cut for a movie.
It's a good one. They were going through some of the ones that they had.
They just have a running list.
They have a list that a working list. And there are some good ones in there.
Nice, can't
wait. And then there are some...
Keep them coming, boys.
B and C list
and gal.
Ones.
But gals. Yeah,
it's going to be very good.
Cool. Great. All right. If you want to play No Nonsense Trivia live in the coming weeks, you have a few opportunities to do so. First, October 7th at Palace Pub and Wine Bar at 7 p.m., we will be doing a quiz. Categories for the quiz will include Monsters of Myth and Legend, Food Science, Nicktoons, 80s New Wave Music, South Park, BoJack Horseman, Parks and Recreation, and more. The final question category that night will be New World Order, NWO, selected by last week's Biggest Learners on a fact hunt.
Ooh, too sweet me.
Too sweet. October 8th, 2019, will be at Gather in Core Florida.
The Wolfpack, baby.
It's a world I do not understand.
No. We got our own secret handshake.
It's a language I don't wish to speak.
the categories for the quiz will include FIFA, the NFL, edibles, cars.
You say edibles. The NFL edibles?
let me slow down here.
Yeah, just
FIFA.
The NFL edibles.
The NFL edibles.
There we go.
Cars.
1994.
Now, room X-Men cars, questions. not the movies
or the song or the band.
I might watch the NFL if they do edibles.
Yeah, they should. Very interesting. Every member must.
I'm pretty sure everyone in the NFL is high at all times.
They just
It's coming out more and more. People are like, I would get high as fuck because of anxiety or pain. Or
sure, no, they don't actually. They don't test for marijuana, right?
Well, they do.
Do they?
I'm telling you, because Josh Gordon, who's now a receiver for the Patriots, has been busted like 3 or 4 times.
Oh,
now. Which is too bad. I mean, with
those guys
legal,
need it.
I mean, it needs to be legalized everywhere. In my personal,
they need it for football.
Yeah, I mean, those guys. Jesus Christ. I mean, these people play to the point where they can't get out of bed. You know,
right?
I mean?
Oh no, like, I've read so many horror stories.
Yeah, so it's like if a dude,
are we talking about sports in front of the guys who are going to talk about wrestling winners?
Ours was
done in like 2 seconds.
Snake kiss.
Our little thing was done in like 2 seconds. You guys are talking about specific players.
Sorry,
we've gotten into the weeds here. Anyways, I was doing a promo here for Gather Trivia.
Oh, continue.
On Tuesday night, what do we got here? After Cars, Final Fantasy, classic rock of the 1980s, movies of the 1930s, and more. The final wager question category that night will be medical terms, selected by last week's Biggest Learners, Birthday Girls. Happy birthday to Carrie. On Thursday, October 10th, at 7 p.m., we'll be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. Somebody's birthday was that was on that team.
Happy birthday.
Oh. Yeah, their team name was Birthday Girls, and it was Carrie's birthday.
See, I always have trouble interrupting his promo thing because my mind goes everywhere. So I'm glad it's happening with you guys.
Who's Carrie? All right. Anyways.
Is she nice?
Where were we? Thursday night. October 10th. Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. The categories for the quiz that night will include fictional drugs, The Beatles, third grade math, World War II, college football, famous guitars, and more. The final category that evening will be Pantera!
Oh,
selected
my God.
Listen to this team name. Tom Waits for No Man.
Ooh.
Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. Tom Waits fans that want to know about Pantera.
Right? I want to know this guy.
He was
a solo player, too.
I really want to know. Can I write the question for that?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
I allow it.
I was a big Pantera fan before I found out they were white power trash.
Are they?
Yeah.
Phil or is Anselmo, it just their fans?
Phil Anselmo's throwing a couple of Sig Heils, and I think he tries to do like a just joking, but it's like, yeah, well, you get a shaved head, you're from Texas, and you're throwing around white power.
He might be
it's not a good look.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
He's either racist or one of the earliest edgelords. Or both. Yeah,
or both.
Or both.
I'm just trolling, guys.
Yeah.
LOL.
Mark your calendars. Mark.
Okay, me.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 2nd. We're going to do office trivia
at
6 p.m. at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. John?
Are you coming down?
Can I get a confirmation?
November 2nd.
Saturday, November 2nd at number 3.
I might come down for that.
In Cape Coral.
Yeah.
See if you can beat Orlando's resident and now touring office champion.
He tours.
What if you won that one? Then you would have two cities, I feel, that you could claim dominance in.
I think you would be able to claim Florida.
I was going
to
be...
If you two cities...
The last one I went to, the questions were hard. They were really tough.
Do you remember any of them? Could you give us an example, maybe? Ask us one.
What was the tournament Kevin Malone, poker tournament Kevin Malone won?
The name
of
it?
The title of it.
Oh, my God.
And it was something along the lines of Deuce the Seven, No Limits, Texas Hold'em, something like that.
Like four different...
Yeah. Like, it was really, really tough.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
How many times have you watched the series?
Oh, more times than I can imagine.
It's constant rotation, right?
Yeah.
It's constant. How many years?
It's how I fall asleep every night.
So for how many years have you...
As long as it's been on Netflix.
I'm the same way with Arrested Development, and to the point where Aaron tells me to stop watching it.
Maybe we should have an Arrested Development trivia after The Office down there. Maybe that way you guys come down again. And maybe you guys can all team up or something. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You can find out more information about that event and all of our live events
online. The Arrested Development event?
Or The Office or any of our events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
All right, we kind of settled
John there. John sips his coffee.
Satisfied.
I'm not awake yet.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break and then slam some more coffee. And you're not awake because we've been up all night.
It's like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and that stripper just left too. And that was a whole
I have
thing.
Artie Lang knows.
Bye, thank you.
Isle Can was her name. All right, that was terrible. Anyways.
I thought it was great.
We're going to take a break.
I bit my lip. It was so good.
I did that thing where I bit my knuckle. Hello. All right, now we take a break.
Let's do it. Let's take this break.
Okay, bye.
Go ahead and get into round one of trivia. I got a question for you guys.
And
video
you're
games
starting.
Is the category Bachelor.
Bachelor.
I'm
bachelor
taking time. It's Bachelor's Right.
Bachelor's.
If it's Bachelor's Right on a podcast. If a bachelor is if there's an order world. Of talking,
sure.
And there is a bachelor,
uh-huh. Yeah.
They have to go first.
Classic. Right. Yeah.
Video game question. In what 2014 video game do you famously press F to pay respects?
I don't play video games.
Neither do I.
I know. I don't know.
No guesses?
Well, I mean, let's, you know, we'll sus.
All right.
2014.
What was I doing that year?
What is it now? 2019? So 4 years ago.
Or
why does Kylian insist on slamming the door? You're going to marry her?
Dude.
You're going
to
marry
this? Between that and the cabinet doors being left open, I just don't know what to do with myself.
The video game came out in 2014.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all I can do not to just fucking freak out. 2014.
When did Red
Dead Redemption come out?
I'm going to say Dark Souls.
Well, hold on. Now, you work with us.
He's trying to search my face for clues.
I like how he said that, then his eyes just kind of died. He rolled up
Hello,
on the back
darkness,
of his head.
Darkness, my old friend.
All right, so Dark Souls. That's a good possibility. Pay respects.
Can I be honest with you guys? I just asked this as a joke, really, because we were talking about it before we started the podcast.
Not the
answer, but I thought maybe somebody looked it up and would know it, but we can roll with it. I did have a different first question. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, geez. Then just ask your first question. What is this game? What is this trap door?
You've seen the meme, right?
No.
You've never seen this meme?
No.
John?
I've seen it.
Okay. It's press F to pay. It's like saying rest in peace. Press F to pay respects. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's highlighting the absurdity of a QuickTime event of having to pay respects in a video game by hitting F. Call of Duty Modern Warfare. But Bachelor's right. I'm taking a second question immediately.
Yeah, you got a mulligan.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. U.S. presidents. This is my actual first question. Mm. I'm probably going to cut that other one out.
I'll leave it.
I was going to say, it's going to end up on the cutting room floor.
It's going to be bonus cut then.
You just want to start again. You want to start from scratch?
This whole thing is going to be on the cutting room floor.
Cut.
Okay. U.S. presidents. Other than Bill Clinton, who's the only other president in U.S. history who has been successfully impeached? Though they weren't actually removed from office, they were the only other president to be successfully impeached.
You guys are looking right at me.
No, I was reading about all this stuff, obviously. It's in the news.
Great. Yeah.
Just rolled right over that guy's name.
Hence the question.
Do we just say it if we know it?
You should sus. Yeah. I thought you said you listened to this, man.
No, I do, but
just
you don't know about sussing?
Let's burn through the questions as quickly as possible, Chad.
All right, great.
No, you guys sus. You sus. Sus it out.
What do you think you know?
Yeah, I think I know.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Nixon.
Well, Nixon was removed from office.
He quit, though. He didn't.
He wasn't successfully impeached.
I think it
was an inquiry, right? He quit.
Well, the impeachment is the inquiry. You don't actually lose office because of impeachment. But I think he stepped down. Correct me if I'm wrong. The impeachment is actually leaving office. But I think he was successfully impeached. He didn't quit, and then eventually he was like, "I'm gonna leave."
That's good.
I don't think it's right.
No,
I don't think so. It might be, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I remember seeing someone saying something online about, you know, even if everybody's acting like Trump getting impeached will be the be all end all, sure. But they're like, it won't, like, you don't actually get kicked out of office.
Right.
So can you word the question one more time?
Other than Bill Clinton, who's the only other president in U.S. history who has been successfully impeached, though they weren't removed from office?
Though they weren't removed from office. I think it might be Nixon. I think he might be right.
Yeah, because Nixon wasn't removed. He stepped down.
But I think that there – okay, I'm going to say this.
Sure.
I think there's another name in my mind of someone who is impeached like this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of who it is, and I think Nixon is the best guess we've got.
I don't think it's right, but I don't know the other guy's name.
So we go with Nixon?
Go with Nixon.
We're going to go with Nixon.
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson.
The impeachment.
That's like the off-brand Andrew Jackson.
Jack Johnson. John Jackson.
That's a Futurama Johnson. Joke. The impeachment started in February of 1868. The congressional vote was 35-19 in favor of impeachment. The primary charge against Johnson was that he violated the Tenure of Office Act when he tried to remove Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton from his post without Senate confirmation. The Tenure of Office Act was actually put into law to keep Edwin M. Stanton in office. And Johnson was like, I want him out.
I'm the goddamn president.
They were like, no, he must stay. And Johnson was like, veto. And Congress was like, we're about to impeach you. So they did, but he was not successfully removed from office. He stayed in office, even though he was successfully impeached. And the act itself was nearly 20 years. It was repealed nearly 20 years later in 1887. So it didn't even fucking matter at the end of the day. John, do you have a first question for us?
If you asked me if Andrew Johnson was a president, I'd say no.
I would probably say the same.
I would say
that no. That sounds like a fake name.
I'd say you're thinking of Andrew Jackson, and you'd be like, no, it's Andrew Johnson. I'd be like,
no,
it's Andrew Jackson.
I'm pretty sure I know my Andrew Jacksons.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it here. It is Andrew Jackson. I'm sorry.
Are you?
No, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There is an Andrew Johnson.
See? He even fooled me now.
Mine is I'm doing stuff that I enjoy. And
these
like.
Are fresh questions.
So I just wrote these.
Fresh.
1 a.m. because it's 2:30 a.m. right now.
He was doing a gorilla finger line off of a hooker's ass crack, and he was like,
he was asking her for questions.
You know what I want to ask about is wrestling.
Do you have any trivia questions?
Do you know any trivia questions?
Yeah. So mine is in the realm of comic books.
Okay.
And it is, according to Polygon, what is the highest selling single issue comic book of all time? Highest selling in terms of units moved?
Yes.
Well, there's some options, right? X-Men number one.
That's what I was. That was the first thing I thought.
Death of Superman. Spawn. Youngblood.
Spawn, no.
Spawn number one sold like...
Best selling of all time?
Over. Well, I mean, I think X-Men number one probably sold more than Spawn.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's Death of Superman. Because I remember when that came out, everybody had it. Everyone had that poster hanging up in their room with his coffin. Everyone
came wrapped in a black bag.
Oh yes,
the black everyone.
That's how you know it's classy.
Also, that comic is worthless.
They printed so many of them.
They sold so many. So yeah, thank you for the hint.
But so is X-Men number one. X-Men number one is worthless too. The only one that's worth any amount of money is that gatefold cover.
Yes, and so those. All right, let's say is there a third option that we should consider? I don't think it's Spawn. Anything in between now and the death of Superman?
No, I mean there's been nothing.
That was the '90s.
Yeah, there's been nothing that has sold like that since then.
Okay, so they definitely made a lot of both of those. So which one sold more now? The X-Men one, I know they made a lot, and Marvel is known for having gone overextended themselves in the 90s.
Well, and
thus creating the movie environment that we have with Sony right now because they sold the rights off in order to salvage the company.
And there's five covers for X-Men number one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So you're saying Death of Superman.
Yes.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with that as far as like units sold. I know they made a shitload of the X-Men comic, but did they sell more X-Men than Superman? I mean, this is the culmination of 60 years of Superman in pop culture. You know, the X-Men
at that point,
the X-Men were just starting to get cool.
No, they'd already been cool, but that was like the, it, that, I mean,
well, 20 whatever. Years. We'll say 20 years of development.
Yeah.
So you've got 70 years of Superman fans all worked up.
Well, and also, 20 years Death of Superman was a media news event. I mean, it was on the nightly news.
Yeah, I mean,
let's go with it.
Death of Superman.
I remember people I knew who, I wasn't into comic books really much at that time, and I had a copy. Like, everyone had to see how he died, because
I think I stole my friend's
Superman,
copy.
You know?
Just took it from his room.
You want to go with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I won't be surprised if it's X-Men number one, but I think it's probably Death of Superman.
All right, we're going to go with Death of Superman.
Death of Superman isn't even in the top 10.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Ouch. Ouchies.
It's X-Men number one.
Are you kidding me?
What's number two?
So here's the crazy part.
Justin is on fire. Like, you didn't have Andrew Johnson.
I did not. No. Yeah.
That's a fake president.
It's a fake president, though. Let's be clear. A fake president.
He's an AI president.
So X-Men number one sold 8.1 million copies.
Man.
The next single issue to sell the most at number two is Star Wars from 2015.
Oh.
With 1 million copies
sold. You're right. Well,
interesting.
So 7 million copies in between number one and number two.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
X-Men number one just dominating.
Five covers.
Yeah.
I think those variants get the kids to buy multiple copies of the same thing.
Yeah. Number three is Fantastic Four, number 60 from 2002.
Is that the one with the that must have been the one with the Jack Kirby stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
It was the one they sold for 9 cents.
Oh, Mike Waringo and Mark Waid.
Rest in peace, Mike Waringo.
Love him.
Number four is Batman the 10-Cent Adventure from 2002.
All these low cost comics.
The gimmicks.
And then number five is, I don't know why this is even here, Free Comic Book Day edition of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, that's
number one.
Stupid.
Nice.
It seems it says coffee on your hand. Did you need to remember to get coffee?
Oh, the coffee written on my hand is to not forget the local cold brew coffees I bought from Publix for my wife.
That are in the fridge.
That are in the fridge.
Yes. Okay.
Don't forget those.
Have you forgotten a question for us? Maybe you need to write a little note there.
Question? All right. So my questions, except for one, have been provided by my wife, who, again, is a quiz master at Golden Oak on Disney property. She does trivia once a month for right now.
Regular people like us get in? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have to be the
wow.
Yeah. You have to be rich to live there.
Hit our Patreon up, guys. We want to go to this trivia. So just become a proverbial light keeper like Aaron and Justin. And we'll go play the Golden Oak trivia.
That's right.
Aaron.
We're going to play it right now because I have some of the questions.
Great.
Now,
yeah.
She also, I think.
For us common people, we have some of the Golden Oak trivia questions trickling down.
Yeah. I think she also wanted me to say that this might be more easy than some other trivias because the rich people like to win.
Yes. Okay. Oh, perfect.
They don't. Everyone likes to have the right answers. So she's given me a couple. So I'll just pick one here.
Here we go.
The Matterhorn spans into two countries. What two countries share the mountain? What two countries?
Difficult for me.
I asked this question.
On the podcast?
Maybe, but I know I definitely asked it.
And I don't think you asked it on the podcast.
You know the answer, don't know the answer.
I don't think I do.
The Matterhorn?
The Matterhorn.
I know I've asked this question.
The Matterhorn. A fantastic ride at Disneyland.
It hurts.
Well, they haven't updated they're small cars.
It hurts.
It didn't hurt as much as I'd been warned.
Italy? Do you have any clue whatsoever? Do you have any clue whatsoever?
No. I feel like it's closer to Asia, I thought.
One of the countries is definitely Italy or France.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Could you provide me if that is true?
One of those is one of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then I have no idea. Italy or France?
I'm at a loss.
Italy is the one that looks like a boot.
Switzerland?
I want to say, thank you for saying Switzerland. Now, is Italy and Switzerland by each other?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
No idea. No idea. Thanks. You know, every time, right before we record, I think, like, I just need to, like, smash. Look at a map. Mm-hmm. Look at a list of presidents. Look at the periodic table.
Every episode, just you talk about how you need to do it. And every episode, you go, why haven't I done that yet? And I don't know.
I really need to come up with some kind of solution.
All right.
Is the Matterhorn part of the Alps?
Basic information.
I think so.
I would say Switzerland.
France and Switzerland?
If you asked me what a Matterhorn was, I'd be like, boat, shoe, Matterhorn?
I want to say it's France and Switzerland instrument? Or Italy and Switzerland.
I want to say it's Italy and Switzerland.
Is it possible? For some reason, they seem so far away from each
possible?
Other.
Is it
possible? Well,
conceivable?
Maybe France? Because Switzerland's pretty close to Germany, is it not?
God, I'm so stupid.
All right, if it counts for anything.
And he's like, oh, these are going to be a little easier.
Do you have any clue? And I just want to say, I said no, because I don't believe in throwing out wrong answers, you know, just willy-nilly.
Right.
But I will tell you that the first two countries that popped into my head were Sweden and Switzerland. For what it's worth, I know we're going down the Switzerland territory.
Well, we know one of them is definitely, yeah.
But I also thought the Matterhorn was a shoe. So take it with a grain of salt. Do you have any questions about the Don't Matterhorn? Because that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't know what that is. Don't Matterhorn? Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry, guys.
Wow.
It's
like 3 a.m. It's like 3 a.m.
Thank you for the additional pity point. I know it's grounding. A 1 out of 10.
I would say Italy and Switzerland. I feel like the north end of Italy, because if you have Italy and Greece is below that.
Here's the thing. Italy is so far down.
Yeah.
And France is above it. And I feel like Switzerland's up here. And I feel like you've got to. It's got to be France because it's got to be further north. I might be wrong, but...
Is France more northern than Italy?
Yes. Yeah, because Italy's the boot at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Ooh.
Okay, then France and Switzerland.
We're going to say France and Switzerland.
It is Switzerland and Italy.
Son of God a
damn bitch! It! Fuck my mother! God fuck!
Present her.
You are still a bachelor.
on my bachelor party. Anyways, Mark.
Oh, just give me a minute.
I know. You got to cool down. Mm. I wish I could have been more assistance on that.
You know, that's one of those things when you're playing trivia and your friend's like, no, I definitely know what it is. And then you get talked out of the answer.
Mm-hmm. A tale as old as time.
A tale as old as time.
All right. Here's my question. What reality television series started in 2002?
The Bachelor.
Oh, damn. Mark has this look on his face like, fuck you, that's correct.
Well, all right. I was trying to be cute.
Was that?
Yeah, that was true.
You ruined it.
No. It's
quiz
fine.
Interrupted too.
But now, guess what? Now I come up with a hard shot.
Oh. Thanks, buddy.
I was making a joke.
Son of a bitch.
It's funny.
Am I not hired to be funny?
3:30 a.m.
Docking your pay. Your pay has been docked.
You owe him money now.
Oh, sure.
All right, fine. Like, here's that. Your first question.
What was second the most, question. What was Wait, the most, is this the first one?
Well, this is your first one? The Bachelor one, but now I'm not going to.
I can't believe you nailed that.
We're still in the first round, though.
Look, I'm on
round.
Fire. Yeah, my first I'm question. On fire. All right. That's two for two for me.
What was the most popular sitcom on TV in the year 1963?
It's going to be old as shit.
Yeah.
X-Men
number one came out in 1963.
Tons of comedians had shows in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke. Mary Tyler Moore.
Van Dyke Dick.
That was later.
That was later. That spun out of the Dick Van right. Dyke show.
Bob Hope? Bob Hope show? Was that even a sitcom?
Well,
see, I think that's more like, yeah.
Or was there a variety show?
I think that was a variety show.
Did you say
show.
What's the most popular show in 1963?
Dick Van Dyke show was a sitcom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a variety. Well, I mean, he might have had a variety show, but he definitely had a sitcom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's before Taxi.
Yeah.
I think.
The Beatles had just come over from England.
So it's a good chance that the sitcom's in black and white.
Oh, it's definitely in black and white.
Oh. What about an animated sitcom called The Flintstones?
Mmm.
Super That's popular back in the day.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Was Flintstones 60s?
Oh, yeah.
There was. I think it was introduced in black and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have the color TVs.
Yeah.
I think you're on board with Dick Van Dyke.
I wouldn't be opposed to saying Flintstones.
Flintstones have stood the test of time. And that might be a mark of its popularity. You know, the fact that it's still like the Dick Van Dyke show. I don't hear a lot of people talking about that anymore. Like as much as the Flintstones, they got their own vitamins.
Yeah.
Hmm.
1963. Is that when the Flintstones debuted? Sounds right.
It was definitely on when my dad was a kid.
I feel like it was before.
He had a Flintstones playset.
The reason why I don't think it's the Flintstones is because I'm going to use my theme park knowledge here. Cabana Bay plays old commercials from the 50s and Flintstones were a part of that.
Oh. All right.
But it could be early 60s as well. Mm.
Were the Jetsons and the Flintstones on at the same time?
Yes. I think they were on at the same
time. But the Jetsons did not hit the popularity that the Flintstones did, right?
Which theme song do you think is more popular?
I don't even remember the...
George Jetson? Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe
the Flintstones, I think, has a stronger theme, just as an aside.
I don't know the answer to this one.
I'm going to – if you want to go Flintstones, I'll go Flintstones. But the Flintstones.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
I would say Dick Van Dyke. I think that's a good guess.
I'm comfortable
with
that.
Justin, no, you need to settle this. You're the third.
You keep hitting that desk, and that fucking TV is going to topple down on your goddamn head.
Flintstones or Dick Van Dyke?
It's the Bachelor's curse.
I don't actually think either of these answers are correct, but
what? Can you help us out then?
No, I can't. I think it's going to be something else, but I would say probably then. I think John's right. The Flintstones' popularity might have already peaked before 1963, so it's probably Dick Van Dyke. But do I think that's right? I don't know. So I'm going to say Dick Van Dyke with you guys.
I don't. Is there any other shows from the 60s that were popular that we can think of early 60s?
I mean, I Love Lucy.
That was
Oh my god! How could I foresee? That's exactly.
But Lucy was the 50s,
right? Mm-hmm. That's when. So I don't.
Can
know.
You repeat the question?
What's the most popular sitcom in 1963?
I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched.
Ooh, that's a good one.
See, now we're in the weeds.
No,
I don't
but
know.
We have a chance of getting like the right answer if we're in the weeds.
70s sitcoms, and I keep wanting to say Sanford and
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
No, let's not. Let's think about Bewitched. I Love Lucy.
But it was Bewitched in the late 50s, early 60s. Like, you know.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Think of the the country at that point.
Bewitched, I think, was later, wasn't it? Late 70s,
I'd
early
70s? I'd say late 60s.
I was late 60s, early 70s, I think, Bewitched, yeah.
No, oh, yeah. And then I Dream of Jeannie was earlier, though.
Yes, I believe so.
Maybe the early 60s, maybe 1963.
I would say Dick Van Dyke.
Over I Dream of Jeannie?
Yeah.
All right, the Dick Van Dyke Show. We're all in agreement then.
You're in this right wheelhouse mm-hmm. that was during the same time. The correct answer I was looking for, though, was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
Started in 1962. That's right. Huh.
Also black and white.
63. Yes.
Also launched black, and white.
Jed Clampett.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot. And Framley.
Yep. Up from the ground. Bubbling crude.
Mm-hmm.
Due to a lack of sex chromosomes, a baby alligator's sex is determined by which factor?
How it fucks.
What hole it likes.
I'm a fuck you gator stuff.
By what, just hissing and running
what
away.
What was the last part of that? By what factor?
Mm-hmm. What determines a baby alligator's biological sex?
How you tell what sex it is?
No, how it be like.
Yeah, what determines what it becomes, male or female? What factor? It has nothing to do with sex chromosomes present in the DNA.
They're hatched from eggs, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
They are.
So
crack.
Hmm.
It's the sound of the egg.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has anything to do with eggies. Boy.
Or girl.
Or boy or girl. That's right. Girl.
Girl. Girl. You'll be a woman soon.
Could it be environmental factors? Although I would assume they're all in the same kind of
swampy.
Swampy. They're all real swampy.
Little swampies.
Shout out to Swampy, the gator from the Everblades.
Swampy is my stage name.
That's what they called me in prison.
Yeah.
So what is it that makes a boy gator a boy gator and a girl gator a girl gator?
We're talking about in like the incubation process, right?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
During development, biological development.
How long it takes to hatch?
Maybe heat.
Heat, maybe.
Heat.
I don't know if the parent alligator hovers over the nest like a bird.
Well, because you think about, you know.
I think they just have like a nest.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Like not all, a tree, though. All baby humans start out as women.
Right.
And then their clitoris just turns into a little baby dick.
That's why we have nippies.
So I don't know if it's like gestation period or like heat.
Yeah.
Would be a good answer because, you know, maybe the hotter it is, the quicker it hatches.
Right.
And so it's more likely to be a woman.
And then if it's there longer,
it turns into a dick.
Yeah. That's like, yeah.
I would say heat.
I would say heat during the incubation process.
Temperature. I think we all feel lukewarm.
Mm-hmm. Lukewarm with temperature.
About temperature.
Yes, you're right. The length of the heat makes the dick grow. That's correct.
Yeah.
Egg temperature. Female alligators will develop at 87 degrees, but male alligators will develop at 93 degrees. A little hotter. You need a hot gator ass sitting on those eggs.
I'll take mine over easy, please.
Do alligators sit on the nest?
I'm not sure. I think so. I think that's how that's determined.
Yeah.
They have to have some kind of...
Because some motherfucker going to try and eat an egg. Mm-hmm. That is my mating call. All right, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Moving over to theme parks.
Oh.
This one's easy. What theme park had the highest attendance number in 2018, and what was the total number of guests?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's very easy.
For the year?
In the millions.
For the year?
Yeesh.
2018?
Yeesh.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to feel bad about myself.
Is it Disney Orlando?
I mean,
well, did you say theme park?
Theme park. Specific park.
Oh, okay. First of all, Orlando's
Magic Kingdom.
Just Disney World in general has a higher amount of people going to it than California.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Suck it, Anaheim.
So yeah. Anaheim has it's like mostly
pass holders. What about Disney World Paris?
No.
Hong Kong?
No.
Hong Kong has a lot of people in China, and they just opened in 2018, right? Didn't they just open that park?
No, it's been open for a while.
Shanghai is the one that just opened.
Oh, okay. Shanghai.
Yeah.
Not popular enough for me to even know about it, though, so probably not that. Magic Kingdom?
I think the easy answer is Magic Kingdom, but then how many people were there?
But in the millions.
I wish I knew the...
How many per day?
Well,
can I ask this question real quick without
Aaron's yelling at the mirror right now?
What's so special about Magic Kingdom that you guys know that that's it?
Well, it's the most popular theme park in the world.
Right.
Period.
Why?
Why?
We've never asked that question before, Mark. Why is it?
Now,
I don't even know. I don't remember.
There's going to be Disney executives being like, oh my God, is this?
That's a great question.
Why is this place good? Is this place not good?
It just is. Don't ask any questions.
Don't ask any questions. Best,
my apologies.
Go watch Avengers movies and shut the fuck up and answer
50
questions.
50 million?
Wait, hold on. Do you have an idea about daily attendance?
I'm trying to think right now. I see, this is unfair because I'm sure John knows the, when, you know, they get to capacity, because you've actually worked at Magic Kingdom.
I did.
And I'm sure you know capacity numbers. I've overheard capacity numbers, but I don't retain any of that information.
It is mind-boggling how many people they can fit in that park.
And again, I'm pretty sure my wife is screaming at the mirror.
And how many people willfully just walk right into that trap.
Wow, that is my wife's livelihood. You dick.
It's a good trap.
Mark refuses to go to Disney, basically.
That TV is just going to come just screaming down at you sometime.
all right, Magic Kingdom, but I don't know the numbers. Probably somewhere in the...
You said you've heard rumors of capacity. Late on us, man.
What
have you heard?
I don't know.
What do you know?
It's got to be over... Oh, geez. See, I don't want to under guess.
Well, we need some kind of guess because we have
40,000
than you.
I would, maybe somewhere along those lines.
A day?
Capacity. That's not per day. That's just how many they can fit in the park at
one time.
How many
did you say per day?
He said 40.
40,000 is what, Justin's mouth went,
I was
400,000, 40,000? That's what
it's not 400,000.
Yeah, 40,000 a day.
Well, actually, that's just a baseball field. That's Dodger Stadium, where they have 60. It's got to be in the hundreds. It's got to be 120,000 people.
But okay, so that's capacity, though.
Capacity.
So let's say 50,000 a day.
I think you can average it out. Do 70,000 a day times 365.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
Am I allowed to use my calculator?
I'm going
to
use my calculator. Yeah,
I was playing rules at trivia where we're not allowed to use phones.
Well, guess what? I went to art school, so I don't know how to do math.
We're not used to Lee's gulag.
I'll allow it this once.
My calculator shut down.
70,000?
As a bachelor's courtesy.
365.
A bachelor's
25,550,000.
Right, let's say 30 million.
30 million.
You keep pushing the number up on every metric. Well,
because
it's not 40,000, 70,000.
Think about
this. 25 million. What's 5 million?
Christmas.
Let's add
summer.
5 more
million. Yeah, Christmas and summer are going to be higher capacity. Anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The answer is Magic Kingdom.
Thank you.
Last year, they saw a total of 20 million guests.
So you kept inflating it.
Sorry.
It brought down a little bit.
Which is an astounding number. Yeah. When I worked at Magic Kingdom one day, we hit 108,000 guests in the park at one day. And that was, that's insanity.
That's summer numbers, though.
Yeah.
Wembley Stadium size?
That might be close to that, yeah.
Rounding out the top five, you got Disneyland in Anaheim. You have Tokyo Disneyland in Japan. Tokyo Disney Sea in Japan, and then Universal Studios Japan at number 5.
Japan.
Man.
Yeah. Lots of Disney high sea. Attendance there.
Yeah.
All right, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi.
You're on a podcast, brother.
Me? It's my turn?
It is. Give us another one of those easy ones.
Another easy one. All right.
I was so close.
Let's stay with theme parks as...
Okay.
Sorry, Mark.
No, it's fine. You guys play.
Who are the two hosts of the American Adventure at Epcot? This one might be a little more minutia for those Golden Oak trivia people. Who are the two hosts of the American Adventure at Epcot?
So I don't know.
Neither do I.
You want me to ask you another question?
I know Martin Short is the Canada show.
Yes.
For America, I have not a clue.
This show's not around anymore, right? This attraction?
It's
now defunct?
No, I believe it's still there.
It is?
Yes.
Oh.
It's in the American Pavilion at Epcot.
I can never convince anybody to go into that one with me. They really? Look at me like, we live in America. Why would we go to that one when we're at... I guess you're right.
America?
I guess no one will ever ask me a trivia question about this on my podcast one day.
During Food and Wine, they have delicious treats.
Oh, yes. The brisket over there is usually quite good.
We went too hard too quickly when we went to Food and Wine this year. We got like everything at the first two stops.
Oh yeah, you can't do that.
We didn't pace ourselves.
No. That's a
mistake.
Yep. And then I was walking around with a full belly.
For those who have never been there, if you two or three stops would equal like 9 food items and like 6 or 7 drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get every drink, but we got like
a lot,
you know,
of food.
There's usually like 4 food items. We probably got 3 of the 4 at each one, not the desserts.
Because I hate spent desserts. $70.
I do not know your question.
Okay.
Is it a Muppet?
It is not a Muppet. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay.
That's a good guess.
Sam the Eagle is what I was thinking. Yeah.
No.
You know.
No Muppets. Real people. Historical men.
Mark Twain.
Okay.
Men of history. 2 men.
George Washington.
Mark Twain's a good guess.
Abraham Lincoln. Thank you.
I wouldn't say, I don't think they're presidents because they have the presidential thing at Magic Kingdom.
Right. Very interesting. I will also give you another hint. Not presidents.
Yeah.
Good.
Mark Twain's a very good guess.
Interesting man.
I'm going to go back to shutting up.
Is the other one a man?
They're both men.
Albert Einstein.
I mean, I was asking.
Not an American.
This is good. I love all these hints we're getting.
Very Austrian or whatever.
He's very Austrian.
These men have been dead for a long time.
So they're men of history.
Dead men.
Political figures?
Yes, one of them, for sure.
But not a president.
Not a president.
Ooh.
Mm.
Benjamin Franklin.
Ah.
And Mark Twain.
Benjamin Franklin.
And Mark Twain.
And...
Mark Davis.
Ooh,
dark me. Dark,
I love that exhibit.
It's me drunk on Everclear lemonade.
Welcome to America.
Shirtless, punching a baby in the mouth.
Experience this.
Mark Twain.
It's called the American Experience, right?
Are you final?
Ben Franklin and Martha Washington.
No, oh, Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
That is correct.
Yay! Whew, it feels good to finally get one right.
Yeah.
All right. So have you ever been on that?
No.
Me neither.
It's good.
Wow.
Good job.
It's fun. I mean,
that was all
it's
you and
historical.
You.
It is
you
historical.
Also say fun.
You gave several
you
hits.
Also gave us several hints.
Well, not a president. A man.
Sorry, again.
Politically minded.
Again, I picked from the top of this list, and these are geared towards people who actually live on Disney property. So
fair enough.
We are 3 hours away from Disney property where we are right now. So.
We're 3 hours into this podcast right now.
All right, here's the final question of the first round. What is the title of E.L. James's 2019 novel? E.L. James famously wrote the 50 Shades series. She released another book this year, critically panned. What is the name of that book?
I was excited until you said 2019, because like I was, it's 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah,
but no, you want the new shit.
Yeah. She finally.
Well, you guys have kept up on your E.L. James, right? We all didn't just drop off right after the first book. We all kept on.
I pre-ordered this on my Apple Books. It was pre-ordered and
which is
to me.
Called
iBooks.
No.
The name of the book is
The name of the book is
51 Shades of Grey. There was 50 Shades Darker, right?
Yes.
That was a sequel.
The sequel,
but that was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie came out like 2 years ago.
Well, there were
ago.
3 books.
Were there 3?
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the second one. And then there was... isn't, the last one.
Isn't the new book... Isn't the new book the same story but from his perspective, and that's why it was panned? Because she basically recycled the story and I rewrote it?
Is it really?
Hold on. No. I don't think that came out this year. I do think there is a fourth...
50 Shades Free? Is that what the last Shades one is called? 50 Shades
Freer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was I think 50 Shades of Grey.
Isn't it not 50 Shades Freer?
50 Shades Darker or whatever. And then I think it's 50 Shades Free was like the last of the trilogy.
I do think there is a book from the dude's perspective.
Is it called Grey?
I think it is. And I don't know why I know that. But I don't think it came out this
well,
year.
Well, you pre-ordered it on iBooks.
Not that
as he
one.
Deletes his email.
What was his name? Dorian Grey?
Chandler, right? Or no, Bing? Chandler Bing. Chandler Gray.
Dorian Gray is another book. That's about the guy who has the painting of himself.
Who never ages, right? And
The picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
Also, we should mention 50 Shades of Gray started off as a Twilight fan fiction.
Right.
That's true.
And then was republished with a find and replace, a diligent find and replace session turned into an original piece of art.
Sure.
Press F to pay respects.
I just remember the main character's name is Christian Grey.
Christian Grey.
It was in there. I had to get it out.
Wow.
Is it Grey? Is that the book?
I don't think so.
You think that already came out years ago?
I do.
That's my last stop on this train. I have no more.
I got nothing else.
Now that's interesting because he said Grey earlier, and you said I think it is. I don't know where that came from. And then he said Grey again. And you're like, I don't think.
No,
it is.
I said I don't think it is. No, I don't know. What you're
I'm gonna go the opposite.
I can't wait to listen to that and see what I said.
You did.
I'm almost positive. I mean, maybe that's a 2019 book, but the book that we're talking about from his perspective, I'm like 99%. 99.9%, because it doesn't really matter what I say if I'm wrong, because that little 1% versus 0.1 doesn't matter.
Let's go with Gray.
That's fine.
You are 99.9% incorrect. The correct answer is The Mister.
Ooh.
The Mister.
Is the plot of the book where it's from his perspective?
Fucking clue.
Let's look it up. I'll look it up.
This is a news.
Tell you what, let's go on break.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a rest. Let's look this up. Let's relax a little bit for a minute.
It's a romance novel.
It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, and then we
English
just got,
aristocrat, Maxim Trevelthick.
Oh, are you serious?
Trevelthick.
Hold on.
Trevelthick. Maxim Trevelthick inherits his brother's titles and estate. He falls for his Albanian undocumented immigrant housemaid, Alyssa.
Are you fucking kidding?
Undocumented immigrant housemaid.
How
Alyssa Damachi.
Build that wall, am I right?
Mm.
That is so fucked up on so many levels.
The Mister has received a negative critical reception. The Guardian describing it as
a coked up Lord Bonks, a trafficked Albanian immigrant.
As the 50 Shades of Grey author swaps BDSM for creepy power games.
Creepy power games.
You guys are familiar with Chuck Tingle, right? The author Chuck Tingle. No,
no.
I don't read.
This guy puts out more ebooks than probably any other romance novelist. I included him on a like romance novel matchup trivia game that I had. Here's some of his book titles: My Billionaire Triceratops Craves Gay Ass, Pounded by President Bigfoot, Taken by Gay Unicorn Biker, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Oh, hold on, wait. That one sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Pirates Haunt My Balls.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Vampire Night Bus Pounds My Butt.
What's the trend? I'm not
catching
it yet.
These are all butts and Bigfoot.
I wasn't catching that.
All ebooks, by the way. You could own these yourself. That's just up to 2015. He's been on a tear since then.
Man.
Donald Trump pounded in the butt by the handsome Russian T-Rex who also peed on his butt and then blackmailed him with the videos of his butt getting peed on.
Excuse me, is that the entire title?
That's the title. No subtitles there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What a title. It's like that Fiona Apple record, her second one.
Win the Pawn.
Yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
By the way, his books, he refers to them as tinglers. Mm. Chuck Tingles, tinglers. Mm.
You are going to
tingles.
Have
ASMR hell tingles.
On earth. ASMR tinglers. Editing.
Hello, tinglers. How are you doing today?
Hey, everything.
Let's take here a break. We go for Trump butt, Tyrannosaurus Rex butt.
Solo. I want a solo from John. I want a full confidence.
No, how about this? Let him make up his own version of it, and then I'll save his correction, so it'll be a nice little change.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So make up your own song.
I don't.
Let's follow John.
What are you?
Yeah.
We're going to follow you.
They're going to follow.
I'm going to have, a panic attack.
Don't panic attack.
John, you're doing this.
John, you and me.
You're doing this.
One, two, three.
Very good.
That was good.
Was that good?
You and me together. Yeah, yes. That was good.
I was just on your lead.
Well, you know.
Missed corrections.
Wow. Missed very dark. Let's see here. Got a couple notes here. First, self-miscorrection. Magneto's real name on the last episode. I said his name was Eric Lesnar.
Nope.
I was probably thinking of wrestler.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock yes. Lesnar.
What is Magneto's real name, Justin?
Lensher.
Yep, Lensher. But what is it in the comics?
That's in the comics.
No, he's different.
No.
No?
No.
Who's Max Eisenhart?
I don't know who that is.
It says that's his real name in the comics.
No, that might be another name. No, it's Eric.
Okay.
That's or also Magnus.
Magnus, that's
he
right.
But he what's went by Magnus for a long time.
Pietro. Pietro?
Yeah, that's right, yes, yeah,
Pietro.
Pietro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maximoff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Aaron Sullivan and Andrew Fific wrote in to inform us that the classic Disney animator's last name is pronounced Ub, like Chubb, as Andrew puts it. He adds that Ub Iwerks isn't one of Walt Disney's nine old men because he had left the company in 1929, mm-hmm. and the nine old men who were all animators came about in the mid-30s. Ub did return to the company in 1940 and pioneered many special effects used in their films.
Correct.
So there's that. We got a note from Travis that says, new to your podcast, so you may have already heard this, but listening to episode 29 right now, and the answer to your earthquake question is indeed Alaska, not Oregon. Thank you, Travis, for backing me up on that one. But that is, even though Mark had a flub on that episode, it's not as deeply flawed as my own flub this week, because we did get a note from Dan Lundberg on our Facebook group. Says, let me start by saying that I'm a religious listener of the podcast. I get a good laugh each and every episode. Keep up the good work. But as a North Carolinian, a NASCAR fan, and a general trivia enthusiast, I'm cringing every time I hear you say Carl Yarbrough. Mark, what is his name?
Cale Yarbrough.
Which is short for?
Caleb.
Right. That's right. You know what's even worse about this? That I said I called him Carl Yarbrough in the episode. Somebody already corrected me live about the name. And I even did a little joke about who would name their kid after a vegetable.
Yeah.
And oops, still did not correct for the podcast. So my bad. Maybe one of my biggest, most embarrassing corrections that needs to be made there. We also got, let's see here. We got a nice long message here from Kevin. Kevin says.
Shout out to Kevin.
Oh, wait.
Kevin!
This is not that long, but sorry, I thought it was great something story. Else. Kevin writes, all right, guys, I'm officially confused. I think every time you do the Everybody Loves Raymond voice impression, you mentioned four kids. They only had three. Where's the fourth kid coming from? This actually screwed me up in my local trivia night a few weeks ago when they asked how many kids they had on the show. I answered four because I thought I remembered it from the podcast. I figured I had just heard it wrong. But this week's episode, there's a fourth kid again.
Sorry, Kevin.
There is four.
Kevin, we're not talking about on the show. Does he have kids on the show?
I think yes. Maybe.
We're talking about his real life kids. He has four kids in real life, and that's who we're talking about, not his kids on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
I think that's where the confusion lies. Sorry about that, Kevin.
What the fuck am I sorry for? No. Ray Romano's got four kids.
Yeah, it's not
Kevin.
Raymond from the show. Oh, this is terrible. This sounds like John C. Riley.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sound like Kermit the Frog.
We got one last miscorrection here from Brittany, who writes, with Seth's impressive plethora of knowledge, it actually makes me a bit sad to have to correct him.
While sussing during the Lil Ponx episode, Seth made the statement that the only disease to have ever been fully eradicated was polio, and as a virologist, I had to say something. The only disease to have ever been fully eradicated was smallpox, which was officially eradicated in 1980. Efforts to eradicate polio did not actually start until 1988. And since 1988, polio cases have dropped 99%. However, the disease is still present today and unfortunately is still not eradicated. In fact, in September of this year, the Philippines declared a polio outbreak. Love the podcast. Especially get excited when you guys ask virus-related questions. Brittany.
Thanks for nothing, science.
Bunch of losers.
They're working on it, man.
Yeah, thanks
By the way, here's another miscorrection.
Not that hard, apparently.
Magneto's name was Max Eisenhart. That was his original name. Then he picked up the nickname Magnus. He then paid...
When was that name used?
Thanks for nothing,
in the
Justin.
60s?
He then paid a Romanian forger, Georg Odekirk, to create the cover identity of Eric Lenscher.
So Eric Lenscher is his second identity.
You don't know everything about Magneto, and I'm mad.
Sorry.
He pissed off at me. He's like, well, that's just bullshit.
Well, I've been reading the original run of X-Men, and Stanley is kind of bullshit anyway. So
Stanley who?
Exactly.
Got him.
Stanley from The Office.
Yeah. Stanley Hudson.
Going to Florida.
They don't even pretzels. Call Scott Summers Scott.
Like, did I like
Slim
Dutter?
They don't say Scott for like 10 issues.
That's Cyclops for the uninitiated.
And they also don't call it Optic Blasts for like 15 issues.
They were lasers, weren't they?
They were like his eye beams or...
eye beams like they use in construction?
Yeah.
But they are not his... Optic Blast is not lasers.
Optic Blast. Well, I know that now, but
it's
I'm
Force Blast.
Optic Blast.
That's right. Yeah.
Force Blast.
Berserker Barrage.
That's Marvel versus Capcom 2, right?
Busting that for you.
All right. So those are miscorrections. If you hear anything that sounds out of sorts, I'm sure there's going to be plenty on this episode.
Oh, boy.
Give us a write-in at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, please, and thank you.
John.
Hello.
Hello.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm so ready.
We're going wrestling, baby.
Ooh,
I'm out.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
I'm out.
Feed me, daddy.
I hope
baby
this is...
Baby one.
Is this going to be between the years of... 1987 and 1999?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, great.
Okay,
yeah. I hope so.
Because that's out.
And a little bit after. Which WWE superstar has had the most world title reigns? This includes belts with other promotions as well.
Ric Flair?
Great guess.
Been around a long time. Started out in the WCW or whatever. Went to WWE eventually. I feel like that's the kind of thing that...
And he was active in other promotions even before WCW.
Well, I watched the 30 for 30 about him.
That was great.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Nature Boy. Wearing those gator skin boots. Woo!
Styling, profiling.
JLP just did some, one of my favorite artists and a friend of ours just did Ric Flair merch, official Ric Flair merch.
Cool.
That's amazing.
You get some pins, some t-shirts and stuff. So we'll post a link.
Are you familiar with his stuff, Jared Landon Porter?
No.
Really, really good artist. You guys should check him out.
A lot of the cat shirts I wear, he's done. Before I owned a cat, I was like, I like these shirts. I just like them, you know?
Not
a cat
guy. Is that the Hail Satan one?
It's the one right on his hat.
Yeah, I've got a pin on my hat right now. Yeah,
look at that.
Oh,
wait. Yeah.
Yeah, JLP.
Yeah.
Oh, Jared Landon Porter, otherwise known as.
To be fair, I was looking up Magneto trivia.
Justin's like, this is fucking bullshit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm checking out during the wrestling.
Now I must know.
I mean.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
John, I don't want a hint necessarily, but can I just ask you as an aside? Is Hulk Hogan officially out of WWE records entirely?
No, he's back in.
They brought him back in.
Yeah. Because he
took him out because of the N-word.
He won the lawsuit, so they were like, bring him back in.
That's hilarious because
they did scrub him.
But I thought it was the N-word thing.
He looks like he needs a good scrubbing.
It looks like he's had too much scrubbing.
He was just on Raw.
Lay off the brush, scrub brush. But it's interesting because I didn't think it was the you're
Raw,
saying that
way,
WWE
Raw
is like, you can't secretly videotape Bubba the Love Sponge wanting to fuck your wife. That's what they kicked him out for, not his use of the N-word?
No, it was the use of the N-word.
Oh, okay. But now they brought him back because he won the lawsuit?
Yeah.
For the Bubba the Love Sponge thing.
I don't know.
And Gawker Media.
I don't even try to make sense out of this.
I feel like
the real world is more like wrestling than wrestling is sometimes.
It has become, I think that now in society we just keep people from doing what they do until we feel they've paid a, like, their jail is not being able to make money off of being them for some allotted period of time. And then we go,
it wasn't even with this, though. It wasn't even a money making thing. They took him out of the Hall of Fame, right? Yes. And they scrubbed his records, but now he's back. So they've reinstated the records. Yeah. So Hulk Hogan, he could be, he could potentially
Hulkamania is running wild.
Okay. He's back, baby.
Wait, right
just
now?
Wait until
right
he gets now? These 32 really? Inch pythons, on you, brother.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Ric Flair. He's just been around longer than Hulk Hogan. I just feel like it's probably him.
Yep. I'm trying to think of anybody that is still around and going that's of Ric Flair's age and magnitude.
Magnus.
His Magnus, dude.
Max and
Eisenhart.
Eisenhart.
That name was given to him in a one-shot comic that I do not believe to be part of continuity.
Are we going with Ric Flair?
Yes.
Well, you're half right. It is Ric Flair. But the other, so it's actually two. They're tied.
Oh.
Is the other one Triple H?
And the other one is John Cena!
Oh! Ba-ba-da-ba! I don't know who you're talking about. I can't see anybody.
Ric Flair.
So why didn't you say in the question then, name one of the two?
Because I didn't. I wanted to trick you. Mm.
That's how trivia
but
works.
But I will say this. John Cena has been wrestling for how long?
He's a wild card.
2005, 6, something like that, I believe, for the WWE.
So in basically less somebody than half the time, he has won the same amount of titles as Ric Flair.
I wonder if that's because he hasn't held them as long. He's like dropping them and then picking them back up for a story.
There's a lot more turnover these days.
Yeah. Ric Flair also includes NWA and WCW.
That's why I was, so NWA first and then
WCW and then WWE.
Yep.
John Cena is all WWE. And in technically second place would be Triple H with 14.
I said John Triple Cena, H is the person I thought
John
it was.
Cena and Ric Flair have 16 each.
Big thanks to the writers and promoters doing all the heavy lifting on those victories.
Yeah.
Not the physical lifting.
No.
That would be Ric Flair himself or John Cena.
That's right.
But, they made it happen. They made the magic happen.
Mr. Justin.
All right. Another question from my lovely wife, Erin Sullivan.
Quizmaster. Erin at every step of the way.
She's 2 seconds from divorcing him, ladies and gentlemen. He's out here.
If not, I keep calling her true. Lovely, she'll forgive me for the Arrested Development mention.
She'll look past my rewatching of Arrested Development again.
We love Erin. She writes in constantly. If you've heard Erin on the show, let's mention her in a miscorrection or rate my question. It's usually her.
She listens religiously.
First thing Monday mornings.
And I listen from
my bed.
That's
how you know what day it is.
I listen from my bed through the bathroom wall.
Sounds magical.
It's pretty
magical.
When
you say my bed, it sounds like you guys don't share a bed.
They don't. What did I just say?
1950s.
We bought a house that was built in 1954, so we have two beds in the bedroom. We're going era appropriate.
You wear a little nighty cap.
Oh, of course. Yeah. A little nightcap. Yeah, it's all thing. In 1995, M&M's removed tan M&M's. What color did Mars Incorporated introduce to replace the tan M&M's?
In
85? 1995.
Blue.
Right?
I remember this. It's a big fucking
tan
deal.
It's such a stupid color.
It's like a classic color, you know? Like
tan?
For candy, they didn't have like the fancy colorings, I think, in like the 20s and 30s. So like there was just tan candy hanging
tan
out.
Tan candy.
It's like, hey, oh. It looks like caramel.
This is my new band, Tan Candies.
It's blue.
Like us. Yeah, we're going to go with blue.
It is blue.
Yay.
Woo.
Yay.
Sorry, I was just trying to give an easy one to move it along.
No, thank you. Yeah,
yes.
Much appreciated. Let's move on.
No further discussion needed about
that.
M&M's.
Blue M&M's.
Blue M&M's. Yeah. You just had your first peanut M&M. Am I not?
That is actually true.
Wow.
How old are you again?
I just turned 38.
Okay. First peanut M&M ever.
That is correct.
Which one do you prefer?
I'm going to be honest with you. The peanut M&M was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got that peanut M&M from Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. and I've been working my way through my various versions of M&Ms that they give you there.
All my candy melted in my car.
Peanuts at the top. Caramel M&Ms.
I'll buy you some M&Ms.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Here's a little free.
But the peanut M&M is very good.
I learned this, I believe, from Fletcher and Kristen. They, for a limited time, have hazelnut filling M&Ms.
I am saving those because I don't know if I like hazelnut filling.
Okay, well, if
have you never had that either?
No.
You don't know what hazelnut tastes like?
It's like Nutella.
I've never had Nutella.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such
is it Nutella life. Or Nutella?
Nutella.
It doesn't matter.
if you do find that you like it, take please the peanut butter M&Ms and the Nutella M&Ms.
The peanut butter M&Ms are gone.
And you mix them up.
Are they gone?
No, they're gone from my bag.
Oh.
Grab bag.
And then you grab them by the handful and you get Nutella and peanut butter together. It's very good.
I like here's the pretzel your next question. M&Ms.
Yeah, they are good. All the M&Ms are good.
Look, I'm a 38-year-old baby is what
I'm saying. I haven't tried.
Guys, let's save this for the M&Ms podcast that we're going to record the show, please. Right.
Starring M&M.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be an M&M question when he first started reading. I was like, 95
Marshall
M&M?
Mathers?
It's so early.
Wow. Back when he sounded like Nas.
What is the most populous bird in the world?
Pigeon? Something that breeds a lot.
Look at Lee's hands. Like he's the kingpin. bring me daredevil.
Most populous bird. Pigeon. Maybe something in the United breeds States.
Okay. You
know, I would say, I would think it'd be something like a crow. Because they have magpies. Crows,
sure.
Crows, ravens. Ravens are part of the crow family, right?
I'm shrugging because
400,000 ravens.
so many ravens.
Worldwide.
Bruce Lee's kid, Brandon Lee.
The crow.
There's two of them.
Oh, he's gone.
And the kid from Terminator 2.
John Connor.
Yeah,
the Edward actor, Edward
Furlong.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a crow too.
He was a crow too.
You know
he's
going to be in that Dark Fate.
Yeah, he's in it. They it's pulled him out of deep freeze.
Isn't Jason Momoa cast as the new crow?
I think the new crow is on hold.
I croaked
from what
so.
I understood. I thought.
Oh,
it was Bradley Cooper for a hot second.
Bradley Cooper, oh, no.
Writer and director, Bradley Cooper. All right. Crows. Silver Linings. Crows. crows. Pigeons. Hey, Silver Linings Playbook is a great movie.
It's good, but.
He didn't write or direct that, though.
No, it was just the. The juxtaposition of Silver Linings Playbook and Terminator or The Crow. This is funny to me.
I'm just trying to.
He was in Wedding Crashers.
I lost the thread here and I'm just picturing Bradley Cooper as a Terminator
T-1000. Zach, get over here.
I've never seen The Crow, the original.
Jesus Christ. What is
you missed
life?
It at 38.
You've never seen The Crow.
And the soundtrack for The Crow is like right up your alley.
Banging.
Oh, I'm aware of the soundtrack.
STP.
The soundtrack didn't pass me by, but the movie did.
Here's a Mark Davis fact for you. When that soundtrack came out, I listened to Big Empty like 27 times in a row. I was obsessed with it. I heard it and I was like, oh my God, I want to listen to this forever.
STP's deluxe edition of Purple comes out like next week.
Nice.
Tell the people how you feel about Alice in Chains.
I think they're bullshit.
Do we have a question? Are we answering? What's the question?
Most fucking populous bird in the world?
I would think it'd be crows, just because of its family.
Of course. How can I forget when we're talking about crows? I was like, why are we talking about the crow?
We're talking about STP, I thought.
Yeah. No. I like that answer. Crows, ravens, magpies.
Yeah.
They're all related, right?
Yeah.
Blackbirds.
Eagles.
Singing in the
No, no. I'm just saying, like, color-wise.
Raptors.
I can't think there's too many of those because they probably like kill each other's young and shit like that.
Cockatoos. You know?
Clever girl.
Like aggressive birds.
How many birds can you name?
But scavenger birds, bats,
geese, ducks. Geese,
ducks.
Bats. Waterfowl.
Bats are not
birds. They just fly.
Yeah. Immediately wrongly. So the first bird out of your mouth is bats.
Sky puppies.
Clouds bird, there in the sky.
Lee, can you name birds?
Is a cloud a bird? Yes or no? We'll debate it today on the No Nonsense Podcast.
Crows.
If you're sick of the is a hot dog a sandwich question, is a cloud a bird?
It's in the sky. I don't see why not.
Is a corn dog a sandwich then?
No. No, the verdict is no.
A corn dog is a Twinkie.
Ah, yes. A meat Twinkie.
Mark Davis.
A Twinkie is not a corn dog.
Oh, discuss. What do you guys think?
I'm going to say crow.
The correct answer is the domestic chicken.
Didn't even think.
The word chicken didn't even come across, you know, any of your lips.
Well, I asked Lee to name birds. He said bat, not chicken.
Bat.
Yeah, I was totally serious.
How many
on that,
birds can you name? Go ahead and spitball some stuff. No wrong answers. Bats. All right. Well, you're an idiot.
Wrong.
Never mind.
That is a. You found the only wrong.
Can I ask you guys a question?
No,
please.
Major League Baseball.
Hey, all right.
Oh.
Hey-o.
In the modern baseball era, sure. Who earned the title of all-time wild pitch leader over a 27-year-long career? Who had more wild pitches than any other Major League Baseball pitcher?
That would be Charlie Sheen in the movie Major League.
Somebody wrote that down in trivia as a joke answer.
Wild pitches.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Buddy.
Justin, you enjoy baseball.
Look up, I do enjoy baseball.
Mark, you are wearing a literal baseball cap.
My cap is in the kitchen. My Cincinnati Reds hat.
I thought you brought it with you.
But I know you well enough to know you don't need it to prove your baseball interest.
Yeah, but wild pitches.
That's a deep cut.
John, can you name a pitcher?
It's got to be someone who pitches.
A pitcher of tea. Lemonade, perhaps?
No.
It's got to be somebody who pitches. That's my contribution. Well, this pitcher must be a pitcher.
So, I mean, you would think that they're probably not a... I mean...
Nolan?
Well, no. Either they are a starter.
I would assume they're a starter.
And there's so many
pitchers. That's a first name of a pitcher?
That they've got to be
Nolan,
one of them.
Christopher.
No.
Christopher Nolan.
Bat. Nolan. Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. There you go.
I can name a pitcher.
Okay. You said in the last 22 years...
27-year-long career.
Oh, in their 27-year-long career.
They built up this title of all-time wild pitch leader.
I mean, it could be anybody then. You said modern baseball, which starts in 1901.
But who in the fuck has pitched for 27 years?
Nolan Ryan.
So it's got to be somebody from the 60s and the 70s. Somebody who had longevity, right? Somebody who because pitchers don't last that long anymore. They just blow out their elbows.
Yeah.
So we're talking about
Tommy John surgery.
We're talking about someone who maybe like a Bob Gibson, but he brushed a lot of people back, but I don't think he was a wild pitcher. Boy, this is
a fucking toughie.
Do you like this?
I do.
Do you like it?
I do like the question. I just don't. That's, I think pitching is probably my, like a weak spot in terms of my baseball knowledge.
Pitching is like a whole fucking world itself.
I feel good then. I feel like I
it's its own
got
thing.
You right between the armor in the chink of the armor.
You did. 27-year-long career. That's a big giveaway.
Almost fucking three decades.
Yeah. I mean, well, Nolan Ryan pitched for a long time.
What about Roger Clemens?
Roger Clemens did not pitch for 27 years. Well, maybe he did. I mean,
he was around for a long time.
He started in the 80s and he ended it in. But did he? Was he? I don't think he was a wild pitcher.
Neither do I. But that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
I want to say that for 30 years, you may have thrown so many wild pitches.
Yeah.
Just because of the longevity.
I would just assume like a wild, like if you're throwing a wild pitch, it's because you're probably like just trying to like uncork something. So like a fastball pitcher is going to probably have less accuracy than like a finesse guy. It's not going to be like a Tom Glavine or a Greg Maddux, somebody who needs to be pinpoint precision.
Randy Johnson.
I was thinking Randy Johnson, but did he pitch for 27?
The Big Unit is his nickname.
Big Unit.
Good fucking nickname.
You know, honestly, that the joke of that nickname was lost until pretty recently. I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh,
he's got a big dick.
He's a tall guy.
And he's tall.
He also killed a bird with a pitch.
Oh, yeah. Man, just obliterated it during spring training.
That thing just fucking
exploded.
F.
What type of pressing
F.
What type of bird was that?
Poor bat.
What type of bird was that?
It was a bat.
Yeah, I don't
know. An American chicken.
I'm on it that long.
No, you know what? I mean,
magpie.
I don't want to say Nolan Ryan, but like maybe Nolan Ryan.
If I'm right about this, I'm gonna go in the back and give myself the old razzle dazzle.
Heyo. All
right, then we gotta go with Nolan Ryan.
Now let's just say Nolan.
Let's go with Nolan Ryan.
Mark, Justin, John. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Nolan Ryan.
Go have fun, John. We'll pause.
Waggity, 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 wag. Schmackity, 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 schmack.
No, John, normally, put that back in your pants. My God, not here, man.
All right.
Not on the good furniture.
277 wild pitches.
I can't believe I got that right.
It's a guy. Nolan Ryan was a power pitcher.
The only pitcher I know.
He uncorked fastballs, probably just put him right in the dirt.
And it's funny because he just named him, I kind of just automatically cut him off.
Well, yeah.
But yeah,
well, you know, again,
Nolan Ryan was around
for a long time, since the '60s.
Yeah,
and he ended in the '90s.
Good job. Yeah.
That was a great guess.
Did you ever see Robin Ventura charge the mound at Nolan Ryan? This was great. Robin Ventura was a young kid on the White Sox, and Nolan Ryan at this point was like our dad's age, right? Like in his 40s, mm-hmm. and like I think he hit him. I don't remember if it was an inside pitcher or he got beaned, but. Ace Ventura.
Is your dad in his 40s?
Ace Ventura. Marino.
I'm saying he was our dad's age. He was like a dad's age.
Oh, okay. Then. Gotcha.
My dad is not. If my dad was in his 40s, there's something very weird.
You're 38.
No. Anyway, so Robin Ventura charged him out and got the shit kicked out of him. That is a great video.
Yeah.
Kind of like Cale Yarbrough and the Allison
Nolan
Brothers.
Ryan put him in a headlock and just jabbed right at his face. And no one really stopped him.
You know who Nolan Ryan always reminds me of for some weird reason? Phil Collins.
That is very strange.
I
don't know.
I agree. That is strange, Mark. Yeah.
No, I don't.
He holds over 50 Major League Baseball records, including most career. You want to name some, maybe?
Probably. Definitely. Maybe career strikeout king.
Yep.
No hitters.
Yep.
Probably wins. Maybe not wins. Actually, he wasn't a very winning pitcher. I mean, he won a lot, but I don't know if he holds the all-time record.
He was on the Astros.
I don't see wins on here. There's 50.
Astros.
Yep.
Rangers.
Rangers,
he was on, I believe he pitched. Well, he started his career with the New York Mets.
Most strikeouts and most no-hitters and most walks and most wild pitches.
Yep.
All four.
Again, power pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
On corks.
Yeah.
And then he was not known for his pinpoint accuracy.
No.
He was fascinating.
Beating the shit out
we'll
of
have to take him. A look at that video, that fight video.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll post it.
Yeah, we're post it. Oh yeah, he
John
just headlocks him. Blah, blah,
blah. Hello.
Hi.
Gonna go to box office for film.
Ooh.
This one's really easy.
The Joker.
Yep, it was great. What was the first movie to cross $1 billion?
In today's dollars or their then dollars?
In today's not inflated for
not
inflation.
Inflated. So it. When it came out, and initially hit a billion.
So what was the first movie to cross $1 billion at the worldwide box office?
Titanic.
A billion?
A billion.
In the box office?
B.O.
It's too early, I think. Like,
you think Titanic is too early for a billion?
Yeah, I think so.
It's James
Cameron. Box
office
sales. Did Avatar play in China?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it did?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know it's had time to grow, you know. When was that? That was 2003?
Six, five?
Avatar?
Yeah.
2009.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, what?
Seems like so long
ago. Are you sure?
I'm 100%
sure. Don't worry, they're making four more simultaneously.
Oh, you said 2009?
Yeah, Avatar was 2009.
Okay.
First one to cross the billion-dollar threshold.
Titanic was 97, I
first one to cross the billion-dollar threshold. I think Titanic, worldwide, box office. But it also could be Avatar. It's James Cameron one way or the other.
I think I said Avatar and I meant to say Titanic in that whole thing, which is when did Titanic come out?
97.
Yeah. I don't know why I was talking about Avatar. I guess James Cameron. I just got his movies confused. But you said Titanic.
I did say Titanic.
Did Titanic play in China? That's what I was trying to get at. That's what I meant by it's too early.
Well, hold on. Even if it didn't play in China, Titanic was in the theater even after it came out on VHS.
$1 billion, though?
It was in the theater forever.
And VHS sales don't count.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was so popular that even when it was released on home video, it was still in the theater.
Mark, what do you think about Titanic as an answer?
It's Titanic or Avatar?
I think it's Avatar.
That makes more sense
feel
to
like,
me.
I feel like the ticket prices in 95...
Mm-hmm. And inflation.
Were so much... cheaper, and you're
not adjusted for inflation.
I'm gonna say, you know,
more people are going in the movies than
if it was if it's Titanic. I wouldn't be shocked, but I think it's Avatar.
I mean, Titanic was the number one movie forever, like in terms of like
billion
on the on
box
the,
office opening and box office sales, but $1 billion.
I mean, could it be that Avatar didn't even do it? Could it be that it was like Avengers?
No, I think
Age of Ultron,
I
something like that. Your phone,
I know,
is just
blowing up.
No, it's creating a feedback.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So
I'm so popular that it's interfering with our signal.
I was looking up something. I don't know why it's giving so much feedback.
Dang it.
It's the if you want the Wi-Fi, we could put you on that.
Okay,
but we're almost done now. So
no, we're not.
We're getting close.
No, we're fucking not.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's Titanic. That would be my guess because again, it just like it was.
You seem very confident about it.
I feel confident about it.
And he's been right before. Let's go with Titanic.
Yep. Yep. So the answer is Titanic.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Titanic hit $1 billion in March of 1998.
I was wrong.
In the theater forever.
Did it
come out in 95?
97.
Yeah. I said 95 initially.
It has grossed a total of $2.18 billion. There have been 43 movies that have crossed the $1 billion threshold
since then
with the international box office. And Avengers Endgame is taking the number one spot with $2.7 billion. Other notable films, The Dark Knight, Avatar, Lion King recently, Aladdin.
Interesting.
Yeah. 2019 has had many films that have crossed the $1 billion.
Well, it's China. That's
yeah, because
the
movie China tickets are like $18 now. Yeah.
All right.
My turn.
Justin.
All right, give me a second. I have to, I have it on over here.
Give me a second. I have to say that my beautiful wife, Erin Sullivan.
No, this is my question of my own doing. I don't have it written down, but I do have the Wikipedia open in front of me. So, excuse me if I fumble the landing here.
I'm not looking.
Don't look. Casual Friday had its beginnings in what U.S. state?
Casual Friday.
I love this. The whole country was all suited up and stressed out. And one state was like, you know what? Bob, why don't you undo that tie?
Well,
let's loosen up around here. It's Friday, after all.
Friday. Why don't you go put on a pair of Levi's?
There are a couple of ways to look at it. California is
relaxed
a very relaxed, the whole Pacific Northwest. California, Oregon, Washington. I could see any of them being like, they're very liberal. The South, not liberal, but hot.
Conservative Mondays in the South.
Hot. Well, it's funny that you say that because when I worked in real estate, Mondays were our days that you had to wear a shirt and tie. Mm. And then every other day you could wear like a polo shirt or whatever. So yeah, we did have like a business Mondays, casual Fridays.
Mindset.
Culture.
California.
I feel like California is too easy of an answer.
He did say that these were easier in design, but he also said that he just wrote this one. So
it's not from Aaron was asking me if I wrote any questions. Again, a shout out to my lovely wife.
So beautiful.
She is very beautiful.
I'm thinking something like Maryland.
What the fuck?
Wow.
I mean, no offense, but what the fuck's wrong with you? No.
The reason why I'm thinking Maryland is because of Washington, D.C. Maryland is with Annapolis and all that stuff being around there, FBI or CIA, Bethesda and all that stuff.
I can see
Maryland.
Them not doing Casual Friday because of that, because it's so uppity. Like, I don't think they're allowed to dress down ever.
I don't know. That's why I was thinking of something of where a lot of people would dress up and they're like, let's chill out on Friday. And I'm thinking Maryland. If you're thinking like the Pacific Northwest.
I like both of these susses.
Florida, Texas. Two states that are very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like on Friday, fucking please. Just wear some jeans and just.
Let me chill.
Ease up.
See, when I'm thinking
California,
casual Friday,
hot
I'm thinking
and
khakis
relaxed.
And a polo.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still better than, you know, suit and tie or shirt and tie or whatever. Something around your
and
neck.
And maybe, you might be right, NASA.
Yeah.
Nevada? Las Vegas?
Could be Nevada.
Not a lot of business centers there. What about a financial center like Connecticut?
I will give you a hint that it started.
Or Chicago.
The
Illinois.
Beginnings are 1962.
I'm going to say California. It's just, it's such a relaxed area and it's hot in a lot of it.
62 Space Race, Maryland, NASA was up there. I got Maryland in my heart, baby.
Don't do this to me, guys. California and Maryland.
Maryland, Virginia. I think Maryland.
California is just, okay. Mad Men, 60s.
New York.
Juan Ramon goes to California. He's going back and forth.
That's John Hamm, by the way.
Indeed.
Juan Ramon.
He's going ham.
And he goes there and everything is so relaxed. I think it's California. Beaches. Hot women. Drinking on the job. Smoking like a goddamn
chimney.
He just sold me on it, man. I don't know. Maryland. I get what you're saying, but I don't think I don't look at the government as like, let's loosen up a little bit, you know?
We'll go California.
I think they would be like, right, California is doing casual Friday. We got to do it now.
We're going to go to California.
Incorrect.
Is it Maryland?
It is not Maryland.
Oh. Okay.
Hawaii.
Oh, motherfucker.
Man. What's more laid back than California? Hawaii.
In 1962, a professional manufacturing association known as the Hawaiian Fashion Guild began to promote aloha shirts and clothing for use in the workplace, particularly as business attire. In a campaign called Operation Liberation, the guild distributed two aloha shirts to every member of the Hawaiian State of Representatives and Senate.
So this wasn't even like a corporate culture thing. This was a marketing campaign. It was by a fashion company
for aloha shirts.
Oh, look at that.
1965, the president of the Fashion Guild led the organization in a campaign lobbying for Aloha Friday.
That's fascinating. I love that question. Good job.
And every Friday in Hawaii, that's when everyone, doesn't matter what your job is, they all wear aloha shirts on Fridays. We were there recently on a Friday out to eat, and everyone walking in had Hawaiian shirts on. It was awesome.
Did you have one on?
Of course I had an aloha shirt on.
Well, he's offended.
He's offended. You even asked.
I'm offended. For those who don't know, I pretty much exclusively wear Hawaiian shirts.
And especially the fact that he's been to Hawaii a bunch of
times. For those who don't know.
All right, here's your next question. Yeah. Who, born in 1897, did Time Magazine choose as its person of the century in 1999?
Say it again.
Who, born in 1897, did Time Magazine choose as its person of the century in 1999?
Brad Pitt.
Wow, he's old.
Yeah, he looks real good.
Yeah, he looks real good.
Interview with a Vampire.
Born in 1897.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, Einstein. I was thinking FDR, maybe.
FDR.
1999.
No.
The Matrix just came out.
FDR was pretty old during World War II already.
Yeah. Yeah. Born in 1897. Yeah, Einstein's a good...
Einstein.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Person of the century.
Because
you already had, you know, the Thomas Edisons of the world and Henry Fords were already alive.
Thomas Edison.
Don't even get me started.
Killed Stampy. I think Einstein's the winner.
I can't think of
anyone else who would.
Yeah. Who had
made it?
Mother Teresa is a good guess, but 1999. When did she die? She died after 1999, right?
Well, she wouldn't had to have been alive or dead 102? To be named.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
I'm just trying to think of when she died. Would she have been 102 alive when they named her?
What was this? Time Magazine, you said?
Yeah, Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
I feel like it's got to be Einstein.
All right.
Einstein.
Let's go with it.
Einstein is correct.
Hey.
Nice.
Good job.
Good, good, good. All right.
Good, good, good.
I have a second question for you guys.
Last question of the round.
Yes. 2000s indie pop is our category.
Okay.
When the classic indie pop album Give Up by the Postal Service was reissued, the comedy website Funny or Die made a sketch featuring several people auditioning to join the band, including who? Who was in the comedy sketch that Funny or Die made that included people auditioning to be in the band The Postal Service?
I mean, Ben Gibbard, I think, was in that sketch.
Mm-hmm.
But was, well, I mean, I think he was. I mean,
do you want everybody or just a person?
I asked to name one, but I'm fairly confident you guys are not going to have any trouble naming
Weird
one
Al,
person.
Mm-hmm. I think would be
I've
one.
Never seen this.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's
pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in it, but
it seems like the kind of thing Jack Black would be in.
No, Jack Black was not in it.
Okay, well then
it's Funny or Die. I can't remember if Will Ferrell would have been in it, but it would have been musical people. I think I'm safe with saying Weird Al.
Yes, Weird Al was, I think he's the first person even that auditions for it. Any guesses as to the others? It's all musicians and comedians. 2000.
I'm trying to think of like something that would make people laugh. So I'd say like Marilyn Manson or something like that.
Not Marilyn Manson.
That would be funny.
That's a good one though. Yeah.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Mm-mm.
I think they need to sign.
Good
was
Lord.
So, that was so loud in the room.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I can't imagine what that's going to sound
was that,
like.
Was that a song? Was that a Postal Service song?
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, I think it's a sign. Okay, gotcha.
Boy,
I was trying to figure out what you said.
I can see the actual. I can see the video.
I'm
like,
molting
I can see,
over here.
I can see how. I can see it in my head. I just Weird Al's the only one that stuck out.
Okay.
Or that
here, I'll give you
combining the Gilbert Gottfried reading 50 Shades of Grey. By the way, if you've never seen that video.
That's another Funny or Die, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Weird Al was one to audition, as well as Moby, Duff McKagan, Tom DeLonge, Amy Mann,
Moby's
John Worster, Paige Hamilton, Nate Mendel of
Paige
the Foo
Hamilton
Fighters,
from Helmet,
and Mark Maron and Ben Gibbard.
That doesn't sound very funny.
Well, it was pretty good. You can skip it, I guess. I don't know.
I'll watch it.
We'll post the link.
No, post it. Yeah, I want to see it.
All right.
Time for to take a break.
Yeah, it's now 9 a.m. the next day.
Oh my god. No. It's so early.
Let's take a break and then it'll be 9 a.m. next
day. Okay. Alright, and we'll be right back. That Papa New Guinea.
Go see your papa. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Justin right. Peterson.
Yo.
Wait. Sorry. Wait.
Oh.
Hold up.
We Hello. Can't, Justin can't ask a question yet because we have a couple rate my questions to do.
Ooh. Bada 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 bada
bada bada bada. Rate my question. Did you know that song, John?
No.
John doesn't know any of them. Sir, if you're listening out there, John's never listened to us before.
I did listen to the clips. I don't listen to a full podcast. I don't have time
to listen
to
the Facebook hits.
Yeah, that's fine. Fair enough. For our first rate, my question. In geometry, what is defined as a portion of a line which starts at a point and goes off in a particular direction to infinity? That's from Andrew, who we've already heard from in our miscorrections as well. Andrew Fific. No, a portion of a line which starts at a point and goes off in a particular direction to infinity.
I know I've heard it. I will recognize
this
it
has
when
a
I'm...
this has a connection to
you know the answer, don't you?
Yes, I do.
God damn it.
I knew the answer outright, but once he explained that there was a connection to the show, to the no-no, just confirmed it. So that would be your hint.
A sus?
No.
It's a ray. It's a portion of a line. It goes off into infinity and beyond.
Okay.
Anyways.
And the points are
what?
Alexandra, Jonathan, and his other children.
Matthew
and Gregory.
Could you sound more depressed talking about Ray Romano's children?
Here's the thing. I can't do my Ray anymore because it's too bad. So every time it happens, I get sad.
You should just embrace your bad Ray like I do. Just like let it out. And if it turns into a John C. Reilly or Kermit the Frog, so be it.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog.
Don't forget about Kermina.
Kermit the Frog.
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, that is a...
I would rate that an A.
Yeah, it's fine.
Solid A.
If you add the hint that there's a no nonsense trivia podcast,
anything that mentions no nonsense is going to get an A plus from my book.
Plus, it's the second way you can get into the answer. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh yeah, they always do the Ray Romano. It's a point of line. Blah, 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 blah. All right, now we have this is a bit of a no note, but as well as a rate my question from Spencer, another listener. Spencer. Spencer writes, when I started listening to this podcast, I thought, who the fuck cares who won at the last trivia night? So I'd skip through that bullshit. Then during an episode, as
thanks,
I
Ben.
What a review.
Thanks, Spenny.
Then during an episode.
Hey, 5 stars only, please.
Skip through the beginning of this bullshit.
Then during an episode, as I checked in to see if y'all were done with the wrap up, at about 15 minutes into the podcast, I heard Lee say, well, let's get into the wrap up. I thought, what the fuck have they been talking about for the last 15 minutes?
Glowing review.
If we are just now starting the wrap up. Here I was thinking y'all would have a script and a schedule, you know, crazy shit like that. But it's great. I love that y'all get sidetracked, that you forgot whose turn it is. It makes the podcast feel real, not like canned horse shit.
Lee tries.
Yeah, that's true.
But I, oh man.
It's the yin and the yang.
I'm the wrench to his gears.
Yeah,
yeah,
fine.
It's beautiful.
I've seen how the sausage is made. There's no planning.
No.
Yeah, there's no canned horse shit. If you guys, Justin, John, if you guys are taking pictures in the studio here today, don't get that can of horse shit in the photos.
Oh, please. That was the only
canned
thing
horse
I was
shit.
Focusing
no,
on.
No canned horse
shit. I thought it was very strange that that's just sitting there.
Spencer.
Considering you don't have a horse.
It's for the show. I mean, it's not.
Understood.
It's not there. Spencer continues, I live in Idaho in a town of less than 65,000 people. The only trivia we have is some computer-generated multiple choice, read the question off the TV screen bullshit. I am an idiot and suck at trivia, but I really enjoy it. He's about to reveal his occupation in the email. Any guesses to what this guy does for a living?
He's a potato farmer.
Lives in Idaho.
Horse shit cleaner.
Professional podcast reviewer.
Yeah.
No.
Look, this is bullshit. I hate this show, but man, it's so good.
I've been a professional chef for about 25 years.
Ooh.
So I do pretty well at food trivia, but any other topic, if I know the answer, is just spontaneous mental ejaculate. So I really get off when I'm listening to your podcast and happen to know an answer.
What a review, Spencer.
A sharp turn.
Thank you, Spencer, for a really weird.
He's not done yet.
Oh, my God. It continues.
More. Listen,
there's more, like his ejaculate.
He wants us to get to know him here. Okay. Because there's no trivia here, my friends and I get together, and we have a trivia night at someone's home. I've enclosed a couple of questions from our trivia night for y'all to rate or ignore or whatever. I really don't care if you read them on the podcast. We're going to read one. But I would like your opinion on my questions. That'll just be simple $25 per question charge, Spencer. Just PayPal us the money. Mm-hmm. Join up for – he is our newest Patreon proverbial lightkeeper, actually, Spencer.
Yeah.
So thank you,
welcome.
Spencer.
Well, Spencer, forget everything I said. You're beautiful.
Lee, you don't like blanks on your answer sheets, but everyone had a coronary when you gave away free points. You don't take away points for a wrong answer, so what about taking away a point for a blank answer? Spencer, that was just like a one-time thing, okay? That's not who I am as a quiz master.
Quiz mistress.
I'm a knob turner. I'm a dial twiddler.
You sure
I would
do
say.
Turn some knobs.
Yeah. Then he says, keep up the fucking awesome podcast. I'll keep listening, Spencer. And then here is his
profanity-laden email.
I love it. It's fine. We're marked not safe for work. It's totally cool. His question, in the world of food, all chefs know and used 5 sauces as a base to make almost every other sauce. Those 5 sauces are called the mother sauces. Name the 5 mother sauces. What are the 5 mother sauces?
Marinara.
Tomato
ranch.
Is what I would call that. No.
Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. Cream sauce.
Cream. Broth.
Do you know?
Is broth
no.
a sauce?
These are just ideas.
Is broth not a sauce?
Au jus.
The jus.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think gravy is a sauce either.
Gravy.
Roux? Is a roux?
Roux?
Roux.
But is a roux how you make a cream sauce?
A roux is how you make, like, a cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Cheese sauce.
Well, I think you can make a roux for a
you need to, you need to make the roux, and then that the cheese doesn't coagulate.
Right. Becomes sauce-like.
It becomes sauce-like with the roux.
Sauce-esque.
So are we at? So we've got tomato.
I haven't watched this episode of Binging with Babish yet.
Babby,
cream.
Shout out to Bab.
Are we adding roux to this equation? Yeah. Roux, cream, and tomato.
Okay, and then
hot sauce, ranch.
Hot sauce. That's hot probably sauce. Tomato sauce. To be fair,
vinegar based probably.
Not yeah, tomato. but I mean, what is the?
It's there's no is there tomato sauce in hot sauce?
There's usually tomatoes in it, isn't
I don't
there?
Think so. No? I think it's like vinegar and spice.
Yeah, vinegar.
And oh yeah,
spice boys. Nice. Spiceman. Spiceman.
Paprika. So would that be a mother sauce?
Cumin. No.
More cumin.
You start
than
with making by making a little hot sauce. You start with that. And then you add.
By the way, Spencer is cringing at us right
yeah.
now. So what do we have? Cream?
Cream. Tomato.
Tomato.
Roux.
Roux.
What else do you make sauces of?
I feel like we're already wrong.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise or like some kind of ranch?
I don't understand the question.
Five mother sauces. What's not to understand here? All chefs
mustard vinegar.
Know that one that all sauces start from five others. The mother Pepsi. Sauces. Name them.
Pepsi. I don't know what that means.
Pepsi. All right. Barbecue. I guess we're just giving up on this.
Yeah. I mean, look, Spencer, this is a good question, but
it is a great question.
Unfortunately, I don't know any mother sauces.
Here's a question, Spencer. What's my favorite food?
Here's a question for
what
Spencer.
What size shoe am I?
What team
the answer
won
is potatoes.
Leaves trivia?
Thanks for being from Idaho.
The five mother sauces are Brexit pounds my butt and then thankfully decides not to exit it. The entire continent of Australia pounds me in the butt. Revenger's butt game. Ant guy gets small to go into Thanos's butt and gets big and hard. Pounded in the butt by the crushing existential weight of sentient self-awareness. Wow, and finally, quietly pounded in the butt by ASMR.
Man, those are
welcome ASMR. To pounded in the butt with down. ASMR.
Bachamel.
Bachamel.
We were way
Bachamel.
Off.
Valouté.
See?
Espagnole.
This is some French bullshit.
Hollandaise.
Hollandaise.
And tomato, so we got one.
tomato.
So hollandaise is a mother sauce.
Yeah,
is that where mayonnaise comes from? Like hollandaise, and then
I
you add
hollandaise
a little.
Is made from
brother. Mayo. I couldn't tell you if you had my nuts hooked up to a car battery. I have no fucking.
Fair
clue.
Enough.
Very vivid.
I am fat, but don't know that
theater
much
of the mind
food.
Here.
I can't. I mean, I like Andrew's question, his Ray question, but I have to say, I do like Spencer's quite a bit. So I would give that an A+. I don't think it even needs anything else. That's a
great
question.
It's tough and good.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah.
Let's get started with the last questions.
Yeah, and write us your rate my question. No nonsense trivia @gmail.com.
Yeah, please.
Okay. This one comes again from the lovely.
Oh.
Talented.
God damn.
Beautiful.
Aaron Sullivan. Rawr, that noise.
I can't make that noise, but I make it in my mind.
Like, what's his name? Pretty
You could
woman.
Just utilize Mark's mouth for that.
Yeah, use my mouth.
Let's not bring your mouth into my marriage.
Please let me in.
And our next question.
John's the only one not laughing. He's just like, so straight faced. Yes, let him in.
why wouldn't you let him in?
I would love to see
I was taking it all very seriously.
I looked around.
Look, he asked nicely. John's like,
back and
John's like, yeah, why wouldn't you let him in? He asked nicely.
Just do it. Around.
Just, yeah.
seems normal.
Is this abnormal? I don't understand.
All right.
How many holes?
Three.
Are in a standard Ritz cracker?
Justin, I'm going to tell you something.
Don't tell me, tell Aaron.
Aaron, I'm going to tell you something. You and I get trivia questions from the same place. The answer is 7.
Wow. Would you like to reveal your source, Mark?
I would not like to reveal
his
my source.
Source is How a box of Ritz crackers.
I was going to say, oh, okay. Gotcha. No, is that a question that you found
that
online?
That was going to be my last question.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow.
That is hilarious. All right. Well,
that's crazy. I was going to say 8, so.
You were very close. Yeah. You were one
Sometimes
off.
Sometimes you get these quiz masters. Pull from the same source.
You
come to the no nonsense.
From Aaron?
We write your custom questions every week at
no
nonsense.
No, please. Do you have another question?
I do.
Based on topics that you suggest.
Because now I ruined yours.
No. You're fine. I got others.
You got others?
Got loads.
All right. I'll ask you another one.
No, wait.
Oh.
Do we need to get through this, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. Just hurry up.
No, you're fine. We're good. 7. Good.
Well, I feel bad.
No. Don't worry. It's fine. That's great.
Martin Vizcarra is the president of what South American country?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Skip.
Say that. Say that name
Martin
again.
Vizcarra?
Martin Vizcarra.
Vizcarra?
How many South
Americans?
How many South Americans?
There's not a whole lot of South American countries.
Well, right.
There's what, 15 less than?
My belly is a rumbling, and I'm afraid you're going to hear it on the podcast.
Are we
quietly can you give us
region, north or south? Like
no.
Come on, I'm never. We're never going to be able to guess.
I can guess. What's the Martin
Vizcarra?
Martin Vizcarra.
That's the president of Argentina.
It might be Argentina. I don't think it's Brazil. I can't remember that. Is his name Buscaro?
That was the guy that rejected the money. For the Amazon, right?
Yes. Well, someone did. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, I don't think it was that guy.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's Brazil, though, is what I'm saying.
No.
Because that guy's always in the news, and I feel like I'd recognize it if I saw
it. If yeah, it would be on Last Week Tonight, and I would recognize
it. Yeah. Argentina, Chile,
Ecuador.
Peru.
Or is that Central America? Ecuador?
Ecuador, that, Central. It
means equator.
I think it's central.
I think it's central, too.
I think you're right.
I'm going to go with my gut on this one that's rumbling right now and say Argentina.
I have no better answer.
Me neither. Argentina.
It was said.
Please be right.
It was
the
said.
The correct answer is Peru.
I just threw that out there for fun.
Yep. Well, we should have went with it. All right. Now I have a question for you guys.
Burn it through these questions.
This is a music question.
Hey.
The anti
something you guys all like. You guys are all fans of music, right? I don't think we've talked about that in the podcast yet, but
I enjoy music.
Yes,
well, you said Billy Corgan earlier. Mm. What are some other favorite? John, would you like to recommend some music to our listeners that you've been listening to lately?
So, Mark and I during our break were talking about music, and I've been digging a lot of synthwave recently. Stuff like Magic Sword,
Like them,
Perturbator, Kavinsky. If you've seen the movie Drive, he's in that song's in the end credits.
Have you played the game Hotline Miami?
Yes.
That's got a good soundtrack with, I believe, Magic Sword on that.
I've also been digging the YouTube lo-fi hip-hop channel.
Yes. Very good. As all of America has.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
We love that little girl and her studious nature.
And her cat.
And her deep chills.
I would recommend the Dirty Nils Master Volume.
I love the Dirty Nil. They're a great band.
Fantastic band.
Yep. They're the like most energetic rock band I think I've heard in a long time.
They just had a cover EP series that came out this summer.
Ooh.
I'll have to check that out.
It's fantastic.
I'm not caught up. Mark?
I don't listen to music.
No music recommendations?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, here's a question you
Silver Jews.
All right.
Listen to Silver Jews forever. Yeah.
Who is the only musician in history to have hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts with both a vocal and an instrumental song, the latter of which was used as a sample in Hypnotize in the 1970 hit by Biggie Smalls. So what artist is responsible for the music of that, which was a number one instrumental hit, and they also had a number one vocal hit? Only artist in history to have both.
It's an artist. Is it will you divulge if it's a group?
It's not a group.
Okay.
Singer.
On the vocal track.
Female.
I'm not giving any more hints. This is a notable achievement to be the number one. You know, the only one to have done a vocal and an instrumental number one hit.
Was it the same song?
No.
From the 70s, you said?
I did not give dates.
Oh, I thought you said 1970s.
No, the 1997
1997.
Got Hypnotized by Biggie Smalls, the last song of the Notorious B.I.G. released before his death, sampled this track, or one of these tracks.
Boy.
The first song, the vocal song, was a hit in 1968.
Okay.
And the instrumental track came out in 1979. That's when they hit number one.
Did the singer create the music? It's not like somebody working with a producer. It's not going to be like a...
This is like really detailed hint that I would be giving you.
Well,
but I don't know if it's going to help you or not, but this person worked with many collaborators.
Okay.
But the track is credited to one individual.
1968, you said, was the vocal track?
Mm-hmm.
Biggie, 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 can't you
I know,
see?
I'm trying to...
Now, Mark, you were at my trivia on Monday night. Mm-hmm. We did a bonus round of number one hit instrumental songs.
I know. That's what
this was on there.
That's what I'm trying to tap into. But we also get a lot of them wrong.
I know. That's why I felt comfortable
when,
asking.
When was the instrumental track?
1979.
And it was a hit. 1979, it's disco.
I'm thinking somebody, but I can't think of his name. But I know he sang and also had a bunch of instrumental stuff. But I can't think of it right now. And it's driving me nuts.
Man.
All right, I've got one final hint for you.
Okay.
Trumpet player.
Oh,
Chuck Mangione, Herb Albert.
Trumpet player.
I know we put Chuck Mangione as an answer to something, and I know he's famous. So, in the interest of brevity, I am, but vocal.
Dizzy Gillespie.
I don't know. None of these hints have helped.
Trumpet player.
Would you like the song titles?
Sure.
One final hint. The 1968 vocal track was called This Guy's in Love with You, and the 1979 instrumental, Rise.
I have no idea.
Again. Rise became Hypnotize by Biggie Smalls.
I wish I retained more information from trivia.
Your final guess.
Chuck Mangione.
That's fine.
Herb Alpert.
It was fucking Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert, yep. The song was co-written by Herb's nephew, Randy Badass Alpert, who's quoted as saying, I asked Puffy in 1996 when he first called me concerning using Rise for Hypnotize why he chose the Rise groove. He told me that in the summer of 1979, when he was, I think, 10 years old, the song was a huge hit everywhere in New York, and Rise, along with Chic's Good Times, were the songs that all the kids were dancing and roller skating to that summer. He'd always remembered that summer and that song. When he first played the loop for Biggie, he said that Biggie smiled and hugged him. The sample in the Biggie song is in the bridge of Rise, but just personally, I love the song. It's got like a really amazing build. And it's super chill. Randy Badass Alpert is also quoted as saying, over the years, I was approached by Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Vanilla Ice, and maybe another 4 to 5 artists to use the song, and I never said yes until I heard a rough version of Biggie's recording. I was sent a cassette from Puffy, and when I cranked it up, I not only immediately loved it, but my gut thought that this could be a number one record once again. The original Rise record climbed the chart all summer long and became number one around the end of October. Biggie's version was released and charted its first week at number two, and then went to number one in the second week. The song is also sampled in Lottie Dottie by Slick Rick.
We likes to potty.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We Herb don't Alpert. Cause trouble. We don't bother nobody.
Rise.
I'm going to have John. To check that out.
Rise. Going back to film.
This final one, question.
Notably, Oscar wins. Which film has the most Oscar wins? And very similar to my WWE question, it's a tie.
Most Oscar wins.
Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be weird for Titanic to be the answer to two questions, but I feel like it won a lot of stuff.
That's kind of why I tied it together.
Mm.
Film and film.
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, I was doubtful of Titanic's prowess before, so I'm not going to make that mistake twice.
What about La La Land?
Didn't have that many.
I thought it won a bunch.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it?
It is.
Hmm.
I think Titanic's a fair answer.
What if I told you it's a three-way tie?
Well, great.
Jesus Christ.
I thought you said it was a two-way tie.
No, I just said a tie.
Oh, you did.
He did.
You're right.
Well, then I would say our chances of getting a correct answer has gone up.
Considerably. But getting all of them has gone down.
Yes.
Like, you can go back, like Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, there's so much Oscar history that mm-hmm. I don't even know about, like the first 40 years of the Oscars.
Right.
You want me to tell me how many wins?
Sure.
11.
11. I mean,
11 in one night.
Maybe Lord of the Rings. A lot of technical awards. See, that's the other thing. The technical awards can screw you
inflate,
up.
Inflate the, the amount.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lord of the Rings, Titanic.
Two Kings? Is that the last one of Lord of the
Rings?
No,
Return of the King.
Return of the King, sorry. Yeah.
Two Towers. They usually hold out in those series. They don't give them the awards right away.
So Lord of the Rings.
Two Towers. Or Return of the King.
Return of the King.
Titanic.
Titanic.
And The Shape of Water.
Speed 2.
No. What's another modern one?
Are those two
that's
right?
That's won quite a bit.
Yes.
Those two are correct?
You are correct on your
team. We got to go for the third now. Okay, we got to go for the third.
Third one. Hold on. I don't. Do you want a hint? Because, I mean...
No, haven't you listened to this? We don't usually do... I mean, I guess sometimes we do give hints.
I'm not going to hint you this one.
Yeah.
Do we know this one?
You should. No guts, no glory. It's a pretty big piece of...
Can you give us a decade?
The Godfather, guys.
I don't know if that won a ton of awards.
No, I won't give you a decade.
Is that going to give it away?
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting?
11?
It won...
11 Oscars?
I wouldn't have won 11.
Again, Gone with the Wind.
Maybe Gone with the Wind.
If he says 1930s, I mean, that would be a dead giveaway. You know,
Wizard of Oz. Let's go with Gone with the Wind.
No, Titanic, Return of the King, and Ben Hur.
Ben Hur.
Ben Hur. Ben Hur. I hardly know her.
Ben Hur. You brought her.
The most nominations was Titanic with 14.
Okay,
almost swept it.
Yeah. Nice,
close. Wow.
Well, gentlemen, it's been real. Thanks for a wonderful bachelor party.
Happy bachelor party.
I'm glad
happy
that we
bachelor.
It took 48 hours to record this episode. And wow, what a wild
been
time.
Here for a
we
long
all have
time.
Beards now.
Yeah. So check out.
Most of us have had beards.
I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes, you can. I believe in you, John.
I can.
Yeah. Do you guys want to plug anything real quick before we head out here?
Just check out my art on my Instagram page at Justin Peterson.
Very good art. Very the best art, stable genius art.
It's
no,
terrific.
It's better than
terrific,
that.
Terrific, terrific art.
On Instagram, I am John Lewis Draws Things.
That's J-O-N.
Yeah, J-O-N-L-E-W-I-S Draws Things. I'm the middle, not in the middle, just started Drawloween, a daily drawing thing, and then Detail Nowhere issue 4, almost done. Not almost done, halfway through it. Should be out probably by February.
Right on. Cool. Check those out. And I just want to mention I was on Fox 4 News promoting No Nonsense Trivia. If you haven't seen the clips to that, they're in the Facebook group that we have. You can also I'll post a link to it. And there's 4 segments. It's great. I get to yell at the weatherman. I exit an interview angrily. It's pretty entertaining. And also, you can't really see my face, but I have a very short appearance in the new movie, Wrinkles the Clown.
Wrinkles
the documentary,
Clown.
Wrinkles
clown,
the Clown.
Movies this weekend.
Yeah. I think that might have been planned. I don't know. Just that, you know, there's usually like the two movies come out at the same time. You know, mm-hmm. like the Illusionist and the Prestige came out at the
Prestige
same time.
Prestige is way better.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But check
I just
out
saw
Wrinkles
the
Clown.
For the first time like a year ago.
That's not even true.
That is absolutely true.
Oh, my gosh. Get with it, Justin.
I
get with the times, man.
I'm trying.
But yeah, I've got a cool like little hero run in Wrinkles the Clown. So if you want to see me lead an angry mob, it's a documentary, but it's like a little dramatization type thing. It was fun. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name's Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesdays at Gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, catch Mark Davis hosting trivia at Nice Guys Pizza at 9 p.m. Then, each and every Thursday evening, we're at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7 p.m. Thanks for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Smash that like button.
You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform.
Like Spencer.
Like Spencer.
Benny.
Well, that was an email. I don't know if Spencer reviewed us yet.
Well,
or
he
not.
Should. Spencer. Review it, man.
Do it.
Come on.
Yeah. You guys have iPhones, right?
I do.
Review us on Apple Podcasts, please.
Please. I think I have.
John, I know you're an avid listener.
I am.
Review us anyway.
On YouTube.
5 stars only is what we like to say. We do like to say that, right?
Please. Yeah.
Profanity-laden reviews.
You can also support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud, Tim from San Diego, a member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service. Thanks also to our team captains, Rachel, Aaron, Kristen, and Fletcher. And then we got our proverbial light keepers. Here they come. John, you want to read these?
Just read those names first.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to give you a beat.
John, reading the proverbs.
We got Dylan, Justin, Cooper, and Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, and Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, and Sean, and Gil. Big thanks to our new Rumble... I don't know how to say that word.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Rumble Snailskin.
Threw the phone in his hand.
I almost had a goddamn seizure.
you were on beat for so long. Good. And then Rumble Snailskin's totally understandable. And Gil...
It's Gil.
Yes, and our Rumble Snailskins, Manu, Jeff, Efren, Steven, Michael C., and Michael J.
Thank you all.
If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia. We also have a Facebook group you can join that's been popping lately.
Popping.
Yep. And thanks to Ryan for going back to Goodwill and trying to find us a little piece of art. You know what? We should just print out that picture and hang it up in here.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, that's even better than the original. You know, I think it's more important to us. Anyways, finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service. 5 stars only, please.
Smash that send button.
Until next time, no nonsense listeners. Have a great week.